More Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
It's an absolutely beautiful night out here at Lewis Bothman Field. The captains for tonight's game have gone to midfield for the coin toss. Number three, the leg Willison out there for the Thayer Bobcats tonight. And number five, Trayvon Thomas, the quarterback for the Hayti Indians. They will do the coin toss. And Trayvon Thomas, that's the name you're going to hear a lot tonight. Hayti, they go no huddle. They're going to line up in shotgun. And he is going to be the central figure. He's going to run the ball when the occasion comes around. And he's going to throw the ball and apparently has been throwing it really well the last few weeks. They're averaging about 58 points a game over the last half of the season. They are an offensive juggernaut. But I think the Thayer Bobcat defense, and you might remember last week, the Thayer Bobcat varsity defense did not give up a touchdown to Caruthersville. The Bobcat varsity defense didn't give up a touchdown in the first game of the districts against Crystal City. Or not Crystal City, but who was it?
Caruthersville
last week.
Oh, that's right.
And I'm trying to who the other one was. But anyway, it doesn't matter. Didn't give a touchdown either. So the varsity defense has not given up a touchdown in a while, I think, since the Mountain Grove game. All right, so folks, let's get ready. I believe the Thayer Bobcats won the toss and are going to take the football. And we were talking before the ball game, and Statman Mike and I, ball control. You'd like to get the football, take about a six-minute drive, go down and get a score, and jump out on these guys early.
Yeah, take some time off the clock.
Exactly.
Don't let them start a rhythm. They're gonna try to strike fast and quick, and you can't let them do it, because if it's a track meet, we're probably not going to win.
Right. So. Yeah, and it could be one of those things. You know, went to a football game and a track meet broke out.
Right.
And Thayer Bobcats do not want that to happen. They want to grind it out. It's like they did last game. I was looking at the stats, and our longest run in the first meeting was 32 yards.
Wow.
And we had, of course, both Jordan Madden and Jackson Willison went over 100 yards rushing. I think Madden had 128. Willison had 108. They both carried the ball 20 times.
Right.
And that's the kind of night that's going to have to be tonight for the Thayer Bobcats. So, hey, Ty, wearing the white uniforms with the gold helmets tonight. Kind of looks like Notre Dame out there. And they got the black pants on tonight. Thayer Bobcats wearing the all green with the white letters and numbers on the uniform. That big white tee slapped on the side of the helmet. And the Bobcats going to get out there to receive this kick. Folks, hope you've enjoyed the OMC Orthopedic Bobcat pregame show. Stay with us through the course of the game. We'll have your Thayer Pizza and halftime report coming up. And I know Mike Robertson back at the Econ Sports Desk is going to be busy tonight keeping up with some of these other scores from around the region. There, Bobcat fans, pretty good crowd on hand. They are ready to get on their feet, and they're ready to cheer for some Thayer Bobcat football. The Class 1 District 1 championship game. Hayti has got the ball now at the 40-yard line. They are set to tee it up and kick it off here. Thayer Bobcats with their regular team back there deep. Jace Haven in the middle, along with the Madden brothers on either side, Landon and Jordan. See what Hayti does with it here. They're going to kick it deep. They were kicking it deep in the pregame warm-up.
Yes, they were.
And here's a good high end-over-end kick. Going to be taken by Jordan Madden on the far side of the 15-yard line. He fakes a handoff, trying to get upfield, cuts it up to the 25, outside to the 30, sidestep a tackle to the 35, all the way out to the 40-yard line goes Jordan Madden for the Thayer Bobcats. And the one thing about these Thayer Bobcats, Mike, is there are some seniors out there. They've got eight seniors on this football team, and they are not ready to let this game go. They're not ready to end their high school football career.
They definitely want to get a few more in.
Absolutely. Definitely. All right, here we go. Thayer Bobcats first and 10. It's their own 40-yard line. First play of the game. It's brought to you by the Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. Jace Haven in there, quarterback. Jackson Willison, Jordan Madden in the backfield as the Bobcats break the huddle. Jesse White comes wide to the near side. And Thayer actually going to line up with three backs and Haven in shotgun. And Haven's just going to keep it running over the right side. Gets it out to the 45, 46, 47-yard line before he's written down. That'll be a 7-yard pickup on first down for the Thayer Bobcats. And Jace Haven, remember, Jace did not play when these two teams played before. The first game of the season, Jace was out with that broken shoulder, that broken collarbone. But he is back now, and I think it's going to be a great ball game tonight. Second down and a short two here for the Thayer Bobcats. They've got to get to the 50. They're at the 47.5. Bobcats break the huddle, come out in a power T formation. Lane Grimes is the middle back there with Madden and Willison. They turn pitch it to Madden, running over the left. He dances out to the 50-yard line, gets the first down, and all the way down to the 46-yard line. Big push there by the big dog, Bobby Nail, for the Thayer Bobcats down to the 44-yard line. And that is another 7-yard pickup and a first down for the Thayer Bobcats. So first down brought to you by OMC's Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. They are moving the ball to the 44 of the Hayti Indians. They're doing it on the ground. Just underway here at Lewis Bosman Field. Bobcats here with four receivers in the formation. They give it up in the middle. No, Haven's going to keep it. Run to the outside. Cuts it up. He could go. He's to the 20. To the 10. 5. Touchdown. No flags on the play. It's a 44-yard touchdown run for Jace Haven. And the Thayer Bobcats jump on top by a score of 6-0 with 10:42 to play in the football game.
I don't think there's any question they missed him in week one now, huh?
They missed him in week one. And that's the factor that he brings to the game, the
Absolutely.
Ability to throw the ball and the ability to just outrun people. Deceivingly fast, Jace Haven. Bobcats line up in the swinging gate formation. And they will now come in, and Cale Willison will come on to attempt the extra point. So here we are, less than 2 minutes into the game. Thayer Bobcats up 6-0. They did not score first game against this Hayti bunch. Here's the kick out by Willison. It's right down the middle. It's good. Thayer Bobcats with 10:42 to go in the first quarter. Lead it over the Hayti Indians. 7-0. We'll be back with a kickoff in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Simmons Bank is proud to support the Bobcats. Simmons believes that healthy, vibrant communities don't just happen on their own. They happen when people make investments in each other because we accomplish more together than we do alone. Simmons Bank, member FDIC.
Simmons Bank is here for all the Bobcat fans. Simmons Bank takes pride in helping customers realize their dream to buy the perfect home, start a business, or save for a child's college education. Visit a branch or get more information online at SimmonsBank.com. Simmons Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Bobcat football continues now. Here's Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
Well, Thayer Bobcats getting it done in a hurry on their first possession of the football game. Jace Haven goes 44 yards running the quarterback option, and there was nobody catching him. He got a good block on the end. He got a good block by Jesse White out there to seal the outside. And when he cut that thing back upfield at the 40-yard line, he was gone.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, but if you called into Mike Robertson and you pick 6-3 or 3-0, something like that, you're already out.
Yeah, so you're out.
Two minutes in, you're done.
Thayer Bobcats getting it teed up at the 40-yard line. They're going to go for the quick kick, and it's going to be fielded. Oh, it's loose on the floor. It's loose, and a scramble after the loose ball looks like the Hayti Indians have recovered.
I think they got that one, yeah.
Yeah, so Thayer Bobcats, they're going to kick it on the ground all night long, but Hayti does recover. So Hayti football at their own 48-yard line. Here comes their quarterback, and he's a good one.
He is
Trayvon Thomas. Wears number 5, 6'1", 170-pound junior. Been a starter for a couple of years already at Hayti. He is in shotgun formation, empty backfield, four receivers on the wide side of the field, one on the near side. Bobcat defense is set and ready. That big defensive line ready to go. Trayvon Thomas getting a play in from the sideline. And now looking back at the officials, we're down to 11 seconds on the play clock. Thomas now looks at his wrist. Bobcats shift again on defense. There's this hand clap, and they're going to throw it on first down. The Bobcats get a little pressure on Thomas, and he cuts it to the outside. He's going to get to the 50-yard line and just step out of bounds. It'll be about a 3-yard gain at the 49 for Trayvon Thomas, and great coverage by the Thayer Bobcats downfield, and they did get a little backside pressure on him, and he immediately tucked the ball under the run. So down to the 40-yard line, a 3-yard pickup on first down for the Hayti Indians and Trayvon Thomas. Number 9, the wide man on the outside, and they're going to throw the ball to several different receivers. Travion Barber, Robert Jones, Elijah Burnett, Tyleek Moore, and Quindale Malone. They all caught passes in the first meeting between these two teams. This time, two receivers on the far side. There's a back in the backfield, and no tight end. There goes a man in motion. That is Moore. There's a snap. Ball's going to go to the fullback right up the middle.
Fumble
the football.
The Bobcats got that ball.
And it looks like, Hayti recovered. Bobcats had a shot at it, so Moore fumbles it on the carry. Or I'm sorry, not Moore. The fumble was recovered by Hayti, but it'll go for a yard loss on the play. And I didn't see who the back was back there. May have been number 17, Elijah Harris. So Harris, it looks like 27. No, not 27. Having trouble where they're on the field. We can't, so we're looking at them straight sideways. So anyway, fumble. It's 3rd down and 8. Now for the Hayti Indians, ball right on the 50-yard line. Thomas in shotgun, two wideouts either side. Thomas back looking to throw. Bobcats don't get any pressure. He's throwing it long. This pass is way over the head of the intended receiver, incomplete. And the Thayer Bobcats are going to force Haytai into a fourth and about 7.5 for a first down. So will they go for it or will they punt? Good defensive stand here by the Thayer Bobcats right out of the gate. And they, again, got a little bit of pressure on Thomas back there. Probably threw that ball a little earlier than he wanted to.
That earlier fumble was on Johnson, number 22.
22 Johnson, all right.
Octavius Johnson.
Yeah, and he's back there in the backfield again. And Haytide's going to go for it at midfield on a fourth down. They need about 7.5 yards. Thomas claps his hands, looking to roll to his right, looking to throw. Still looking to throw. Bobcats got some pressure on him, throws it down the field. This ball is caught. Downfield at the 10-yard line, tackled immediately is number two, Tyleek Moore. Tyleek Moore makes the catch, and he got just behind the defense, and Haytai with a 40 yards on the pickup, and it'll be first down. It looks like it's going to be first and goal to go from just inside the 10-yard line. What a pretty thrown ball.
That was.
And a good catch downfield, a tackle immediately by the Bobcat defender. A first and goal to go for Haytai with 9:23 to go in the first quarter. Thomas claps his hand, gives the ball up in the middle, and the back goes right down immediately. Big tackle there by the Thayer Bobcats, number 22. Of course, you know who that is. That is Griffin Willison. And he put a hit on number 22, Cortavion Johnson.
That was on number two.
Oh, number two?
That was number two.
Okay. Well, 2:22. I'll say Tyleek Moore. Man who caught the long pass. It'll bring up second down and goal to go from the 9-yard line. There goes a man in motion. That is Quindale Malone. He stopped in the backfield, and Haytai jumps offside. The little movement up front on the Haytai Indians. This is going to be a penalty against Haytai. Going to back him up 5 yards on the illegal procedure. Going to make a second down and goal to go from about the 14-yard line. 8:52 to go here in the first quarter. If you joined us late, Thayer Bobcats took the football, and with 10:42 to go in the first quarter, Jace Haven broke loose on a 44-yard touchdown run. Thayer leads it 7-0, but Haytai knocking on the door. Bobcat defense trying to make a stand here. Haytai on a second and goal to go from the 14-yard line after the illegal procedure. Three receivers on the far side. They give a handoff. No, quarterback Thomas keeps it. He brought down in the backfield. Thayer Bobcats making a play. Number 20 for the Thayer Bobcats. That is Peyton Mills with the quarterback sack. Back at about the 14-yard line to a third down and goal to go. Haytai is not getting anything done running the football here tonight in the early going. Moore that time faked it to the back and then tried to follow him up in the hole, and Peyton Mills got him low and brought him down immediately. So third down and goal to go from about the 14. 8 minutes to go here in the first quarter at Lewis Bosman Field. Our game tonight brought to you in part by Cruise Livestock LLC and Community First Banking Company. There's Thomas in the backfield, and we're going to get a timeout called by Haytai. Haytai is going to call a timeout here. 7:52 to go in the first quarter. Thayer leads 7-0. Haytai is threatening. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance is now included with your auto policy. So if your car leaves you stranded, just call and we'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. Find an agent at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Some restrictions apply.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Now, more Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
Well, Haytai Indians with a ball at a third and goal from the 14-yard line of the Thayer Bobcats. Bobcat defense trying to stand tall here after a 40-yard pass completion. Got them down to the 10. They've gone backwards 4 yards. Third and goal to go. Trayvon Thomas in shotgun formation. He's got number 22, Johnson, on his right hip. They're looking to throw this ball across the middle. Incomplete, and then almost intercepted in the end zone. Thayer Bobcats made a break on the ball. It was incomplete, thrown a little low, and I believe it was Lane Grimes who almost made the interception. That's going to bring up a fourth down and goal to go from the 14. Haytai obviously going to go for it here. They had a man open. That ball was just thrown a little bit too low for the receiver to get down and make the catch. And was thrown a little bit ahead of it. And again, Grimes was right there, almost picked it off. Haytai breaks the huddle. They've got three receivers on the far side, one on the near side. Thomas in shotgun. Thayer Bobcat defense looking for a stop. Thomas rolling to his right, rolling to his right. Bobcat gets some pressure on him now. He turns, gets away from it, sets his feet, throws into the end zone. That pass is incomplete and intercepted. And the Bobcats bring it out. The Bobcats with the interception in the end zone off the tip pass, and it'll be Thayer Bobcat ball at the 10-yard line. I didn't see who made that interception, but they brought it back out. Probably should have just stayed in the end zone. They'd had it at the 20. But anyway, Bobcats with the interception off the deflection with Jesse White, who intercepted that pass, and the Thayer Bobcats have held Haytie. They had a first and goal to go at the 9-yard line, and the Bobcats stopped them on a 4th and 15 with the interception in the end zone. Thayer Bobcat football, 1st and 10 at their own 10-yard line. 90 yards to pay dirt here for the Thayer Bobcats. Bobcats break the huddle. Thayer has not thrown the football. They got two receivers wide to the far side now, one lone setback in the backfield. Double tight set. Haven up under center. He fakes the handoff. He runs to the outside. He cuts it up to the 15. He's out to the 20 and a first down and steps out of bounds. Just about the 21-yard line, Jace Haven. Knew when that run was over and just stepped out of bounds to avoid the contact, but a 12-yard run and a first down for the Thayer Bobcats. That's a good, safe play. Jace Haven now up over 50 yards rushing already in the game. 62 on three carries for Jace Haven, the Bobcat quarterback. Down to 7.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Clock stopped as he stepped out of bounds. So 1st and 10, Thayer. First down brought to you by the Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. Thayer comes out here in a power T formation. Three backs behind Haven under center. Double tight on the far side. Haven's going to tuck it and run again. Cuts it back out to the 30. Still on the feet to the 35. To the 40. Still on his feet all the way out to the 49-yard line. Wow, what a run by Jace Haven from the 22 to the 49. That is a 27-yard run on first down for Jace Haven. And another Thayer Bobcat first down brought to you by Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. Well, the Bobcat offense is looking awfully good early in this game.
Yes, they are.
And they, you know, they, and we talked about it on the pregame. You know, the X factor in this game for Thayer is Jace Haven. He didn't play the first time around.
Sure.
And he is asserting his dominance right now. This is the way he's been since he's come back. 1st and 10, Bobcats out to the 49-yard line. Bobcats again, power T formation, Haven up under center. They've got everybody in the box for Haytie. This would be a good time to bust one here to give up in the middle. They get the ball to, no, they got to Grimes, and Grimes is going to be driven back. The Bobcats running a little trickery there, and Lane Grimes is driven back to the 46-yard line. So a 3-yard loss on the play. Bobcats trying to run a little trickery there, and it didn't work. Good play out there. I believe it was number 14 made the tackle for Haytie, Trevion Barber.
Yeah, they didn't bite on that one at all.
No. It'll be 2nd down and
good
about 13
play
for the Thayer Bobcats. Yeah, you don't get to be 10-0 by not playing good defense.
It was good effort. Good effort.
Yes, it was. So Bobcats, well, they got in the playbook here on a 2nd down and 13. Ball near midfield. They come out here in a power eye. They got a wing on the far side. Haven going to stick it in the gut of Jordan Madden, and he's going to go for just about a yard, maybe two. Just a little off-tackle play, and not much there for Jordan Madden. It'll be 3rd down and 11 now for the Thayer Bobcats, who have yet attempted a pass in this game. Might be about time here. We're down to 6:19 to go in the quarter. Be a good time for the old tight end down the seam.
Statman Adams' favorite play.
He's sending the play in right now. There, Bobcats up under center, double split back. Haven back looking to throw, throws this ball over the middle. Caught by Landry Pitts. Landry's out to a 1st down. Oh, they're going to mark him just short of the first down marker. It's going to be a 10-yard pickup on the pass play to Landry Pitts. And how about that, Ernestine Cochran? Ernestine up at the Cedarhurst facility. She babysat Landry from the time he was born until he started school. She's never missed a game until the pandemic.
Oh, wow.
And today is her birthday.
Oh,
Ernestine Cochran, happy birthday. So 4th down and 1 for the Thayer Bobcats. They're going to go for it at the Haytie 42.5-yard line. And they turn. It's going to be Haven. He's going to tuck it. He's going to try and get it. Did he? He looks like he made it. Yeah, he carried a couple of defenders, but Jace Haven turns and picks up a 1st down on a 2-yard pickup for the Thayer Bobcats. So the Thayer Bobcats with a 1st down to the Haytie 40-yard line. Well, I like this ball control. A long 90-yard drive, go for about 11 plays, take up another 5 minutes to be good. Yeah. Bobcats down to the Haytie 40. Remember, this drive started on the 10. Thayer in a full house backfield, double tight set. Haven turning, looking to throw. Still looking to throw. Now throws this thing deep down the field. It is caught by Jesse White at the 15-yard line. What a catch by Jesse White. from the 40 all the way down to the 15. That is a 25-yard pickup and a first down brought to you by Ozark Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. And what a catch by Jesse White. My goodness, and what a throw by Jace Haven. Bear Bobcats getting it done here in the first quarter. They've got it inside the Community First Banking Company red zone for the first time tonight. And Jace Haven getting the play in from the sidelines with 4:52 to go. Clock is running here in the first quarter. They're trying to go up two touchdowns on the undefeated number two ranked Hayti Indians. Bobcats again, full house backfield on the power tee. Double tight set. Haven up under center. Hands off in the middle. It's going to go to, that is Jordan Madden. And he's going to get to the line of scrimmage, and that's about it. Actually, that was Lane Grimes. Lane Grimes will pick up no yardage on the play. They're trying to bust one quick up the middle. Lane a little upset after that game. The Hayti Indians wouldn't let him go. They never did tackle him.
Nope.
The officials blew the play dead right at the 15-yard line. Hayti wouldn't quit trying to tackle him. Finally, Lane had enough.
Yeah.
Let him know about it. Second down and 10 here for the Thayer Bobcats. Haven getting the play in from the sideline for the Thayer Bobcat offense. They're wearing the green, trimmed in white tonight. And a good hometown crowd. Good to see everybody out at Lewis Bosman Field.
Absolutely.
Bobcats send Landry Pitts wide to the far side. Got a wingman. That is Grimes. Haven's going to keep it running to the left. This time dives up. Oh, and he brings it. He gets it down at the 13-yard line. That play looked like it had some room to go, but a tackle made out there by Hayti. It was number three, Quindale Malone. Got him by a shoelace and brought him down. It'll be third down and 8. Haven, I could see the hole he was running at right here. And all of a sudden, here came a Malone and tackled him by the shoelaces. So about third down and about 8 yards to go now for the Thayer Bobcats. Jesse White going wide to the far side this time. And it is Landry Pitts wide to the near side. Bobcats in a double wing formation. There goes Willison in motion. Bobcats are going to run the option. They get it to Haven. Haven cuts it up to the 10. He's down to the 5. Got a first down and knocked out of bounds at about the 4-yard line. Jace Haven here early has been almost unstoppable. Now they're going to mark him down at about, well, they're going to say he's down right at the 5-yard line. And this is going to be a first down for the Thayer Bobcats. So first and goal to go from the 5-yard line.
By my numbers, unofficially, he's up over 100 yards already.
Wow. 100 yards in the first quarter, and we've still got 3 minutes to play. Haven with another good gainer there. He picked up 10 yards on that play, and actually 11 for the first down. This time, Thayer lines up three backs in the backfield along with Haven, who is shotgun formation. And Haven takes a snap, running over the left side, dives in behind the tackle. And it'll pick up a couple down to about the 3-yard line. I like this idea of just keep running the football, keep that clock running. Because the more the clock runs, the less Hayti, less opportunities Hayti has to have the football. And that is a key for the Thayer Bobcats in this game tonight, and that is to prevent Hayti from just having a football. Just got word the Mountain View Birch Tree Liberty Eagles have jumped out to a 14-0 lead in their game.
Oh, wow.
Leading nice. Fair Grove.
Nice job, Liberty.
Up on the road at Fair Grove. I'll get more details on that in a moment. Bobcats break the huddle here. They're in the Community First red zone at the 3-yard line. Second and goal to go. Haven up, and they give it to Willison. Willison cuts it back in, dives down toward the goal line. He's in for the touchdown. Jackson Willison, a 3-yard touchdown run right up the gut. Bouncing off defenders like a pinball machine. And Jackson Willison puts the Thayer Bobcats up by a score of 13-0 with 2:16 to play in the first quarter. And Hayti has got to be shocked by what they've seen so far tonight. But you know what?
There is no chatter over on that sideline.
They are a play away from getting back within a touchdown.
Yeah, that's true. That's
and
true.
You got to keep that in mind if you're the Thayer Bobcats. This game is far from over. Here's Jackson, Jackson Willison. I'm sorry. Kale Willison on to attempt the extra point. And it is up, and it's right down the middle. It's good again. So Willison 2-for-2 on extra points. The Thayer Bobcats lead it now. 14-0 over the Hayti Indians. We'll be back with a kickoff in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Scott Cecil focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Scott Cecil in Thayer or Donovan.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Off-Air Bobcat Football with Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
And we're back at Lewis Bosman Field where the Thayer Bobcats now have a 14-0 lead over the Hayti Indians. Hayti bringing their kick receiving team back out. Thayer Bobcats getting ready to kick off. Thayer just scored on a 3-yard touchdown run by Jackson Willison to top off a 90-yard drive against this highly vaulted Hayti defense. But Thayer Bobcats pretty much doing just about whatever they want to so far in this game. Of course, the big play was the pass play to Landry Pitts on a fourth down to get that first down.
Right.
Here comes Cale Willison, set to kick it off. Last time they squib kicked it and almost recovered it. Hayti looks like they're ready for it. It's going to be another squib kick. It's going to hit a Bobcat at the 44-yard line. Oh, that was not good execution on the squib kick. It went straight sideways and hit one of the Thayer Bobcat players, so Hayti's going to get the ball at the 43-yard line of the Thayer Bobcats. And here come the Hayti Indians. And as I said a while ago, now, this is a team that won't give up. I mean, you don't get to be 10-0 unless you're really good. And they've got players and offensive weapons that can strike and score from anywhere on the field. Case in point, last time they had the ball, Bobcats had them backed up on a fourth down, and they threw a 40-yard completion down to the 10-yard line.
Yeah, they can do it at will.
So exactly. Yeah. And you can bet they're probably going to air it out a little more now since they're down two touchdowns. Bobcats in pass cover formation. There's a snap to Thomas. Thomas fakes the handoff, now throws out into the flats, and the ball is dropped. It'll be an incomplete pass. Ball did go forward, but, boy, not by very much. So Thomas,
pretty close,
with a bad throw, trying to get that to number three, Quindale Malone, and he couldn't bring it in. So an incompletion on first and 10 for Hayti. They didn't look like they really even wanted to run that play.
No.
They've got it now, second down and 10 at the Thayer 43-yard line. And number 22 going off the field, that is Cortavian Johnson. They bring another receiver in. Thomas got an empty backfield here in shotgun. Four wideouts on the field and a tight end on the near side for Hayti. Thomas back looking to run, gets away from the defender. Now going to have to just run out of bounds at about the 38-yard line. And ran right over Thayer Bobcat coach Billy Weber. Thomas, I mean, coach, you okay out there? So Thomas will run it out of bounds. They mark him out at the 35. Going to bring up a third down as he picks up about 6 yards. Third down and four. It's a short four for the Hayti Indians. Thomas kind of gave up on the play there. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Hayti has been shut out so far. They've got it third down and 4 yards to go. Thomas in the backfield, four wideouts on the far side, one on the near side. So five receivers in the formation. Thomas straight back looking to throw, looking for somebody. Gets some pressure now. He's going to have to try and run for it. He's going to get knocked out again at the 35-yard line. That'll be a gain of only 1 yard. It's going to bring up a fourth down and 3 yards to go for Hayti. And Thomas just not finding anybody to throw the ball to. Thayer has got him covered up back there.
And chasing him pretty hard in the backfield as
well. Yeah, they are. Mean Austin Green was getting after him
that time on that far side. If he'd have stayed put about another half a second, he would have had it. He would have regretted it for sure.
Fourth down and a short three here for Hayti with a minute 53 to go in the first quarter. He joined us late. Thayer leading Hayti 14-0. Two possessions, two touchdowns. Play clock is down to 9 seconds, and Hayti still doesn't know what they want to do offensively. Now they get the play in. They send a man in motion to the far side, and now Hayti's going to have to call another timeout. Their second timeout in the first quarter. 14-0. Thayer Bobcats with a lead over the Hayti Indians with 2 minutes, actually a minute 53 to go in the quarter. We've got a timeout on the field. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
One look and you'll see that the debit cards from Community First pack a lot of pride. Choose the design and logo of your school or select my designs like an American flag. With a Community First checking account, your new debit card is free and you get it right away. Just select the design and it's in your wallet in a few minutes flat. Serving our community with pride.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer. Member FDIC.
Now, more Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
Hey, we're back here at Lewis Bosman Field. There's a timeout. The Hayti Indians already using their second timeout of the first quarter. They were confused. Let's see here. Score I've got here was 7:56 to go in the first quarter. The Mountain View Birch Tree Liberty Eagles, 14. Fair Grove, nothing. Wow. Thayer Bobcats with a lead here. And we're down to a minute 53 to go. It is 14 to nothing. So the SCA making some noise again on a football Friday night. Here comes Haytie on a fourth down and about 3 yards to go. Trayvon Thomas in the backfield, empty backfield. No tight ends. They've got five receivers in the formation, and Thomas is going to tuck it and run, and he's going to pick up the first down. Breaks out of a tackle down to the 20-yard line. It was Lane Grimes that came up and finally knocked him down at the 20, but that's what they do. That ball goes from about the 33 down to the 20. That's a 13-yard pickup on a fourth down and three. So Haytie with a new set of downs down inside the 20. They actually put the ball down at the 19-yard line. Thomas again, empty backfield. He's just going to tuck it and run right up the middle. Same play. He's getting down to the 5-yard line and finally ridden down at about the 4 by Jace Haven. So they have, decided they're going to eliminate everything else and just run that ball. And they busted a big hole in the middle of that Bobcat defense. So Thayer's going to have to get an anchor in that middle as they blew that thing wide open. Haytie knocking on the door. First and goal to go from about the 4-yard line. Thomas with two big runs here and successive plays. And he's just going to get it and run again, trying to get to the outside. Bobcats hit him. Breaks the tackle into the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown, Haytie Indians. That is Trayvon Thomas on a 4-yard touchdown run. And with a minute 16 to go in the first quarter, Haytie cuts the lead down to 8 at 14-6 with the extra point try still to come. And I seem to remember they go for two every time.
I think so, yeah. And every time they ran each one of those three runs he just had, he was going to run the ball. He made no effort.
No chance of a pass on any of those plays. Well, Thayer Bobcat line and those linebackers, I know they've been dropping in pass coverage, but they're going to have to stick it up in the middle because that's where Haytie is looking to run it. Now Thomas here looking to go for the pass on the two-point conversion, throws it over the middle. It's caught in the back of the end zone. The two-point conversion is good, and Haytie pulls to within 14-8 with a minute 16 to go in a fun first quarter of football here at Lewis Bosman Field. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with a kickoff in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Charlotte Allen with Allen Supported Living has worked with children and adults with developmental disabilities since 1992. They provide individualized support living services, personal assistance, respite, and community integration services in Thayer, Alton, West Plains, Donovan, and the area. If you have questions, call Charlotte. They'll be happy to help link you with the services and resources available. Call Allen Supported Living at 417-264-7203. And go Bobcats!
Bobcat football continues now. Here's Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
It's been an action-packed first quarter. Both teams have now scored in the quarter. Thayer jumped out to a 14-0 lead. And now Haytie has taken one in with a short field. The Bobcats gave them the ball at the 44-yard line when they muffed a onside kick. And really, it was just a squib kick. And just muffed it. And Haytie scores from 3 yards out. And Thomas has decided to put his team on his back. And the last four plays, he just ran the football and did get the extra point pass. Here's the long kick by Haytie, going to come down to Jordan Madden at the 15-yard line. Bobcats running the starburst. They hand it to Haven. He's brought down immediately. Well, who was that out there? That was Haven. They handed it to him, and he gets out to the 21. That's where the Thayer Bobcats will have it. First and 10 at their own 21-yard line. Last time Thayer had it, they got it at the 10 after an interception in the end zone. And they went 90 yards for the touchdown. And it'll be first and 10 Thayer at the 21-yard line with a minute 10 to go here in the first quarter. Thayer leading 14-8 over the Haytie Indians. And the Thayer offense now looking to run out the clock here, keep the ball, get into the second quarter with the football in their possession. Thayer has hit a couple of passes tonight, but mostly it's been run, 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 and mostly it's been Jace Haven. Haven up under center here, got a lone setback behind him, hands up off in the middle. No, Haven's going to keep it. He cuts it up at tackle and gets out to about the 25. It'll be a 4-yard pickup on first down for Jace Haven and the Thayer Bobcats. And Haven now over 100 yards rushing in the first quarter. He's run the ball 9 times for 108 yards. Of course, that 44-yarder didn't hurt the average at all. And then another 27-yarder. So Haven running the ball well tonight. It'll be second down and 8 for the Thayer Bobcats from their own 25-yard line. Haven comes to center. Full house backfield. Thayer in a power T formation. Haven up under center. Double tight set. They turn. They pitch it to Jordan Madden. He cuts to the outside and finally going to get brought down about the 30-yard line. But that may be enough for a first down. They're going to mark him down at about the 31, and I believe that'll be enough for a first down on an 8-yard scamper.
Now they're saying he's about a yard short.
Oh, they're going to mark him back a yard short. Wow. So a 7-yard scamper for Jordan Madden running over the left side. He looked like Jace Haven when he jumped over a defender down there. Haytai likes to go low. They like to go low, which is good form tackling, but Madden just jumped right over the defender. So Thayer now with a big decision here, third down and one. They're going to wait till the second quarter. And there's the buzzer to end our first quarter play. Our score, 14-8. The Thayer Bobcats lead the Haytai Indians. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your second quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
We all have them. Problems with our automobiles, tractors, trailers, and UTVs, so maybe you need a doctor. Not a medical doctor, but a car doctor. I have a prescription. It's the Car Doctor 2, north of Thayer on 63. Auto repair, maintenance, flat tires, alignments, trailer repair, AC problems, you name it. Just call Corey or Steve, and they'll pick up and deliver your rig. Should you break down, they offer roadside assistance. Well, that's what the doctor ordered. Car Doctor 2 has the technology to program GM and other models for optimal performance, and they're open on Saturdays until noon.
Let's talk dental care for a moment. You want the best, you want quality, and you want it affordable. That's what you get at Thayer Dental Care. They offer same-day service on crowns without the messy impressions or temporaries. Same-day single-tooth replacement with implants or denture stabilization with traditional implants through their state-of-the-art in-house denture lab. They even have Invisalign. Call Thayer Dental today with questions or to schedule an appointment. 417-264-7266. Located in downtown Thayer and Walnut Ridge.
Now, more Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
And we're back at Lewis Bosman Field. Thayer Bobcats with a big play here. Third down and one from their own 31-yard line. Trying to keep a drive alive here. Already leading 14-8 over the Haytai Indians. Bobcats pitch it to Jordan Madden. Madden kept it to the outside. He got a first down out to the 35 and knocked out at the 37. But a penalty flag comes down on the play. Probably going to be a hold out there the way it looks. Well, that is something that you don't want to do, and you get in a game that is close like this one is. Penalties certainly do hurt. Just ask the Haytai Indians, first possession. We got a chop block against Haytai. So the chop block is going to go against the Haytai Indians, and that will give the Thayer Bobcats a first down and some. They come over to Haytai. So a chop block, or a clip, if you will, signaled against Haytai. And the flag is thrown down to the 30-yard line. That's going to bring this ball where? Going to bring this ball all the way out to, well, they marked it on the end of the run. So
15-yard penalty?
15-yard penalty from the end of the run. So that would mean the run came out to about the 37. Ball all the way down to the 48-yard line of Haytai. That was Jordan Madden picking up the first down with a, what, 8-yard, 6-yard run?
6-yard run, yeah.
6-yard run. So Thayer Bobcats, after the penalty on Haytai, have it now first and 10 at the Haytai 48-yard line. I thought that was going to be a hold out there. Normally is in that area of the field.
But
the official on the near side got him for a chop block. First and 10, Bobcats. Got a wing on the right side. There goes the wing man. That is
Grimes.
Grimes cuts it upfield. He's to the 45 and knocked out of bounds at the 41-yard line. Lane Grimes with a good carry on first down. He'll pick up about 7 yards on the play. Knocked out by Gorman for Haytai, and they'll make up a second down and 3. Good run by Lane Grimes coming off the wing, and it'll be a 3 yards to go for the first and 10 for the Thayer Bobcats down to the Haytai 41. Thayer's used a lot of different formations in keeping these Haytai Indians guessing over on defense.
Yeah.
Last time we played, the Bobcats were just running the ball up in the middle.
Yeah.
But they are huge. They got a 300-pounder anchoring that line out there. They go with a four-man front.
That left defensive tackle, 77.
He is a big kid.
Yeah, he is.
Haven and shotgun again. Hands the ball off to Jordan Madden. He stepped his way through the line. He's down to the 35, 30-yard line. Still on his feet to the 20. And finally going to be wrestled out of bounds at the 10-yard line. From the 39 to the 10, Jordan Madden goes for 29 yards and a first down for the Thayer Bobcats. And Jordan, he was actually acting like he didn't even have the ball.
Yeah.
He just kind of walking through the line, and all of a sudden he exploded.
And he ran right by the.
Uh-oh, we do. Uh-oh, we have a penalty flag down on the play.
Uh-oh.
This thing is coming back. If we write that one down, we got a penalty flag. Going to be at the 29-yard line. They're marking off the yardage from right there. Going to bring it all the way back to the 39, so a 10-yard penalty holding on the Bobcats. And instead of a first down down at the 10, it's going to be second and one or the Thayer Bobcats. Mm. So, man, you hate to call back those 29-yard runs. Second quarter action here at Lewis Bosman. 11:40 to go in this first quarter. Thayer leads at 14-8. Thayer Bobcats with a second down and one after the penalty brings back the long run. Bobcats lined up in a power T formation, double wide set. And he gave it off to Willison. Willison trying to get to the first down marker, and he's actually going to get brought down behind the line. Jackson made the big mistake there, and he got back to the line of scrimmage and then jumped backwards. And he's actually going to lose a yard back to the 41-yard line. So now third down and three, a short three for the Thayer Bobcats. Now, Willison, you can't go backwards ever. I'd rather go down at the line of scrimmage just to lose 2 yards.
Right.
And here we go. Jesse White wide to the far side. Lane Grimes wide to the near side. Haven up under center. Split back Veer. And the Bobcats moved early. Yep, blow this one dead. Jesse White took off early on the play. It looked like Thayer was going to throw that thing deep.
Right idea, just a little bit early.
Yeah, Jesse White going to be called for the illegal procedure. That'll take the ball back to the 46-yard line. So the Thayer Bobcats shooting themselves in the foot a little bit here in the first couple of minutes of this second quarter. And Billy Weber wants to call a timeout. So Coach Weber calls a timeout to talk about it. A big third down and eight coming up for the Thayer Bobcats. We'll take a timeout with them. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. With the Carpenter Technical Center now open in Ash Flat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Registration for spring semester is now open. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, your story starts here.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football with Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
I've got 11 minutes to go here in the first half. Thayer Bobcats with a 14-8 lead over Hayti. And Thayer with it here on a third down and eight from the Hayti 46-yard line. Bobcats looking for a first down to keep the drive alive. They come out here in a single wing with a lone setback in the backfield. Two receivers wide to the near side. Haven looking like he wants to throw. Throws it over the middle. Ball is caught by Jordan Madden. Gets out of the tackle and down to the 29-yard line. That'll be a 20-yard pickup on a third and eight. And the Thayer Bobcats are back in business. Another first down brought to you by the Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. That was a beautiful play by Jordan Madden. That ball was tipped by the defender.
Yeah.
And Jordan kept his eyes on it and managed to bring it down and gets down to, they actually mark him at the 29-yard line. So a new set of downs for Thayer.
And where he caught it, Grimes was right beside him. So one of them was going to come down.
Yeah, so one of them. And Jordan Madden. And then he broke a tackle to pick up an extra few yards.
Yeah.
Ball at the 29-yard line, first and 10. Bobcats come back with Haven. Up under center, Madden is the man behind him. They got a wing on the near side. That's Willison. Haven turns, pitches it to Madden. Madden to the 30, turns it up to the 25, and it's going to be brought down right there. Good tackle by number two. That is Tyleek Moore. And this young man, he submarines the ball carrier. And it'll mark him down at about the 26-yard line, so a 3-yard pickup for Jordan Madden. And it'll bring up a second down and seven now for the Thayer Bobcats. We're going to go ahead and call it the Community First Banking Company Red Zone for the Thayer Bobcats for the third time tonight. Thayer's already put two touchdowns on the board. They lead at 14-8. Second down and seven here. Haven up under center. Madden the lone setback. Got a wing. That is Willison. They're going to hand it to the wing. Willison cuts it up inside. Breaks a tackle. He's down to the 20. And on his feet down to the 17-yard line. That'll be a first down for the Thayer Bobcats on a 10-yard pickup by Jackson Willison. Bobcats handed on the inside handoff to the wing, and a nice job of cutting that ball back up inside, getting his shoulder pad square to the line of scrimmage, square to the goal line. And Willison picks up seven and a first down for the Thayer Bobcats. They're in the Community First Banking Company red zone. First and 10 at the 20, let's see, about the 17-yard line. Looks like where it falls at. Haven up under center. And going to give it to Willison. Willison running over the left. He breaks into the clear. He's in the 10-5. Touchdown. Jackson Willison, a 17-yard touchdown run. And with 9:11 to play in the first half, the Thayer Bobcats now open up a 20-8 lead over the number two-ranked Hayti Indians. That's a good run, and what a hole blown out by the left side of that Bobcat offensive line. They did a great job. They are now going to line it up. Do you go for two here? Haytie's going to go for two all night long.
I think you do on this one.
I think so, too. And the Bobcats are in a huddle here. And, they're in a huddle. They're going to go for two here. Well, Fayer going for two with a 12-point advantage, 20-8. Havens in shotgun, empty backfield. Rolling to his right. Rolling to his right. Now throws it into the end zone, wide open. Extra point is good. Two-point conversion, got it to
Landry
Pitts, number 10. And the Fayer Bobcats lead it 22-8 over the Haytie Indians with 9:11 to go in the first half. We'll take a timeout, back with a kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
There are some real estate agents out there who have no idea what they're talking about.
Like a little tour. This house is pre-owned. That is ceiling. Got some Crohn's molding. The foyer.
Do you mean foyer?
Ah.
And then there are RE/MAX agents who have all the experience and the knowledge to take you from for sale to sold. It's why no one in the world sells more real estate. RE/MAX. Don't worry, we've done this a million times. Start your search today with the new RE/MAX app. Each office independently owned and operated.
Now, more Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
Bobcats just completed another long touchdown drive. Remember, that drive started back at the 21-yard line.
Sure.
So a 79-yard touchdown drive that started in the first quarter and ends with 9:11 to go here in the second quarter. Fayer Bobcats now lead Haytie by a score of 22-8. Bobcats set to kick it off again tonight. Bobcat fans having some fun here at Lewis Bosman Field tonight. 9:11 to play, and I hope nobody gets too comfortable out there.
Right.
As we saw last time Haytie had the ball, they can score from about anywhere. And the last time it was just the Trayvon Thomas. He just put that team on his shoulders, and he just ran. And Bobcats just really couldn't stop it.
It became the Trayvon Thomas show last
time.
It
did.
So.
Here's Cale Willison. Got it teed up again to kick. Comes to the ball, kicks it along the ground. It is recovered by Haytie right on the 50-yard line. So Haytie's going to have a short field again. But the Fayer Bobcat defense feels like they can hold them. They've held them once already tonight. And actually, they've held them twice. And Haytie got the ball again at the 50-yard line. Trayvon Thomas and his crew making his way out onto the field for their first down here. 9 minutes and change to go in the first quarter. Actually, no time ran off the clock on the squib kick. And Thayer's not onside kicking it, although they'll try and get it if they can. But
sure.
They don't want to kick it deep to Haytie.
No.
First and 10 for the Haytie Indians. Trayvon Thomas, a junior, 6'1", 170 pounds. He's a good quarterback. He's got four receivers on the far side, one on the near side. Look like they want to throw the football, unless he's just going to tuck it and run. And this time he's going to throw the long out pass. That ball is caught well behind the line, and Grimes comes up to make the tackle. This is going to be a pass play that's going to lose about 3 yards. Actually, when they mark it down, it's going to be a 4-yard loss on the play. Looked like number three. Was that Malone out there?
Yes.
I think it was Malone who made the reception. They threw that ball from the near hash mark all the way to the far sideline, and that gave Lane Grimes plenty of time to come up and make the tackle. Well, second down and 14 here for Haytie. They bring four receivers to the wide side of the field. That's the near side. The right side here. Thomas back there. Peyton Mills giving chase. Now Thomas going to tuck it and run. Bobcats have got him hemmed up, and they knock him out of bounds at about the 49-yard line. It'll be about a 3-yard pickup, but it's going to be third down and 11 here for Haytie. And again, it was great pass coverage downfield. He had nobody to throw the ball to. Third down and 11 for Haytie. They don't mind third down and 11.
No, they don't. No,
they don't mind it at all. In fact, I think they might thrive on it.
Yeah.
Third and 11 for the Haytie Indians. They're looking to the sideline for the play in from the coach. Play clock down to 15 seconds. And now Thomas holds his hands up and says, what are we going to call, coach? And they're ready to go. 8 seconds on the play clock. They set three receivers wide to the near side. They've also got a man in the slot on the right side. And Thomas just going to get it. He's going to tuck it and run. And he's going to get hit at the line and dive ahead for about 4 yards. It's going to bring up fourth down and 7 for the Haytie Indians. And that was mean Austin Green there to make the play along with Jordan Madden for the Thayer Bobcats.
And he got popped.
Thomas again looking for the play in from the sideline. Clock running here with 8:05 to go in the first half. Thayer leading by 2 touchdowns. They'd like to get a stop here and get the ball back and go get another one. And now Haytie is going to call their third and final timeout of the half. Big play here, 4th and 7 for Hayti, trying to maintain possession of the ball. Fair Bobcats will be looking for a stop when we come back from this timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Keep the change.
Keep the change.
Keep the change.
Saving has never been easier. With your new Keeps account, you save every time you spend. Each debit card transaction from your Keeps spending account is rounded up to the nearest dollar. The difference is then automatically deposited into your Keeps savings account. Buy the things and keep the change at KeepsAccount.com. A new account from Southern Bank.
Member FDIC.
Bobcat football continues now. Here's Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
Well, the Hayti Indians call a timeout to set up this fourth down and about 7 yards to go for the first down. They got two receivers wide to the far side, two to the near side, and a running back in the backfield this time helping to protect Trayvon Thomas. Thomas rolling to his right, looking to throw, looking downfield. He's going to wing it over the middle, pass is caught at the 30. Caught at the 30, ball carrier all the way down to the 18 before he's brought down. That is number 3, Quindale Malone, who made the reception and a good throw on the run by Trayvon Thomas. That play goes from, well, what did he go for, about 10, 20,
30.
Yeah, right about 30 yards, down to the 18-yard line of the Thayer Bobcats. That is a good play. Good play there for the Hayti Indians. And what Thomas, he is so elusive back there. Bobcats got a little pressure on him, and he threw a strike to a wide open Quindale Malone for the reception and a first down. This time they got a man going in motion. They give on the handoff to Moore. Moore is going to be brought down at the line of scrimmage. Might have picked up a yard on the play. Good game tackle out there on the end by the Thayer Bobcats. Pick up of 1 yard on the play for Tyleek Moore. Number 2, he was the motion man. Chris Cray coming out of the ball game now. Looks like Jackson Willison back in there playing a little defensive tackle here. Second down and 9 for the Hayti Indians. Thayer Bobcat defense looking for a stop again. Thomas has got it on the shotgun. Throws this thing way deep into the end zone. Passes incomplete back in the back corner. And they'll bring up a 3rd down and 9. Hayti going for it all on that play. The receiver well covered out there again by Lane Grimes. And Jordan Madden was back there as well, so pass is incomplete. That'll stop the clock here with 6:50 to go in the first half. And a 3rd down and 9 now for the Hayti Indians. Thayer Bobcat defense like nothing better than a stop and get the ball back here before the intermission. And here comes Thomas, the quarterback. He's shuffling players around back there in shotgun formation. They're going to have 3-4 receivers wide to this near side. And one man to the far side. Thomas slaps his hands, looking to throw the football. Gets some backside pressure, and he's going to be sacked all the way back at the 25-yard line. Thayer Bobcats with a sack as Thomas never saw it coming. He took a smack right in the middle of the back, and he's still not up. Now he gets up, and it's going to be a 4th down. And about 18 yards to go after the big play. Man, oh, man, big number 75 for the Thayer Bobcats was back there to help out on that play. Of course, that is the big Zach Jones. And Hayti now with a 4th. And it's
about a 12-yard loss.
Yeah, about a 12-yard loss on the play. It is 4th down. And Hayti going to go for it, obviously, at the Thayer Bobcat 22-yard line.
And no more timeouts left for Hayti.
No timeouts.
They are
4th and about 19. Thomas again in shotgun. I'd look for him to run it this time. Thomas straight back looking to throw. Gets some pressure again. Bobcats couldn't get him. They'll get after him again. He's hit as he throws. Throws this one deep into the back of the end zone and through the uprights. Incomplete. And, boy, he took another shot just as he let go of that ball.
He did.
That was Jackson Willison getting the pressure on Thomas, and the Thayer Bobcat defense has held the Hayti Indians out of the end zone. And the Bobcat offense trots back out on the field with 5:46 to go in the first half. And Thayer finding a way here to get pressure on Trayvon Thomas. And that time he just threw it away. He knew he had nobody open.
Right.
He threw that thing all the way through the uprights.
Yeah.
From back around the 35-yard line.
Points for that one.
That was a 45-yard throw.
Yeah.
With Jackson Willison bearing down on you on the weak side. So Thayer Bobcats with it, 1st and 10. Chase Haven will be in shotgun formation, empty backfield. They got a receiver, a back way over on the far side. unusual formation now, and then that man comes in motion. Bobcat's going to hand it. No, Haven's going to keep it. He's to the 30. He breaks it out to the 35 and brought down at the 38-yard line. That'll be an 11-yard pickup on a first down for Jace Haven and the Thayer Bobcat offense with another first down brought to you by the Ozark Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. 11 yards on the pickup out to the 39-yard line. Last time Thayer had the ball, Haven didn't run it at all. They kind of been mixing it up a little bit between Madden, Haven, and Willison, and the Bobcats. We have three-headed monster back there in that backfield, and they are tough to stop. 5:21 to go in the half. Thayer with a new set of downs out near midfield. They're going to give it this time to the pitch man. No, Haven's going to keep it. He'll get it out to the 41, pick up only a couple on that play. Well, Thayer ran the same play again. The motion man coming. Haven riding him and finally pulled it out of there and tried to run with it. And he'll pick up only two on the play. So Haytai said, hey, we saw this one before.
Right.
And they stopped it. Well, second down and eight here for the Bobcats at their own 41-yard line with 4:54 to go in the first half of the football game. Bobcat crowd is having some fun here tonight. Their team's playing awfully well. Bobcats are playing extremely well. Full house backfield here in a double tight set. Bobcats pitch it to Willison. Willison running up in the middle, cuts it back, gets out to the 45 and to the 46-yard line before he's driven backwards. That'll be a good gain there. Picks up about 5 yards on the play. It'll bring up a third down and three for the Thayer Bobcats. And the good news is clock continuing to run. Thayer Bobcats just playing good old-fashioned Bobcat football here tonight.
And that run right there is what Willison does best.
Yes, it is.
About 4 or 5 yards straight up the middle.
Exactly.
Chew the clock up.
And every once in a while, he'll break one for 19 or 20.
Sure, sure.
Like he did on his first touchdown tonight. Willison has scored two of the Bobcat touchdowns here tonight. Third down and three for Thayer. Again, full house backfield, double tight set. Haven up under center. Quick snap. Gives it to Willison. Willison picking a hole. And he's got a first down after the 50-yard line. It'll be a 4-yard pickup for Jackson Willison and the Thayer Bobcats with another first down brought to you by the Ozark Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. Ball sitting right on the 50-yard line for Thayer, but clock beginning to become an issue now. We're down under 4 minutes to go. And you know the Thayer Bobcats will love to get another touchdown here before they take the break. Haytai will get the ball to start the second half. Thayer Bobcats got it to start.
That's right.
So Haytai will have it to start the second half. So you want to get that 3-touchdown lead here with, this possession. Haven here in an empty backfield. He does have a wingman over on the far side. Three receivers on the near side. They are going to give it to Jordan Madden. Yes, they are on the first down play. Madden to the 50. 45 as he's knocked forward. That'll be a 5-yard pickup for Jordan Madden and the Thayer Bobcats. And he took a shot from the backside, and that threw him ahead for about three more yards. So a 5-yard pickup on first down. It'll be second down and five for the Thayer Bobcat. Bobcat football tonight brought to you in part by your Bobcat boosters, including Fred O'Neill, attorney at law, and the 11 Point River Title Company, Forstler's True Value and Napa Auto Parts, and Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman in Thayer. Bobcats three receivers on the near side. Madden is the wing back. They put him in motion. They fake the handoff to him again. Haven's going to keep it and run, and he'll get up to about the 43 and stood up and knocked on his back right there. Pickup of only a couple. It'll bring up third down and three for the Thayer Bobcats. And I think they've got somebody bird-dogging Jace Haven now.
Sure.
Last couple of times he's tried to run, they had somebody right there on him. I think it's number three, Quindale Malone, the linebacker for these Haytai Indians. Looks like he is bird-dogging Jace Haven now all over the field. Haven comes up under center.
And you can't blame him for that.
No, Bobcats in a single wing formation here. Got a tight end on the far side. Bobcats going to give it a little misdirection to Willison. Willison gets up to the 40-yard line. A first down to the 39. Powers it down to the 38-yard line. Jackson Willison, a 5-yard pickup and a first down brought to you by Ozark Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. That's a pretty play and a great run by Jackson Willison. Willison getting it done 5 yards at a time. Thayer now down to the 38-yard line.
And with that play, the Bobcats got over 200 rushing yards as
wow.
a team.
In the first half. Wow. Minute 50 to go in the first half. Well, Thayer getting to get a little urgent now as they will get this ball in the end zone. Haven's in shotgun. Got Madden coming in motion. Fakes the handoff. Haven looking to throw it over the middle. Pass is caught to the 5, all the way down to the 2-yard line. Who was that?
Jesse White.
That was Jesse White for the Thayer Bobcats, who lined up tight, and Haven hit him over the middle with a perfect pass, and what a catch by Jesse White. Cut that one over the shoulder, and the ball goes all the way down to the 2-yard line. Sayre Bobcats are back in business here. They're in the Community First Banking Company red zone. 1:30 to go. Clock continues to run. Jesse White with a beautiful catch, and he's had a couple of those tonight. And what a strike thrown by Haven.
Yeah.
He had some heat on that ball. Bobcats in the huddle here. Play clock down to 16 seconds as they break the huddle. 1:16 to go in the first half. Sayre Bobcats looking for another touchdown. Haven in a full house backfield in shotgun formation. He is going to keep it himself, trying to cut to the outside. He walks into the end zone. Touchdown. Haven cuts off the inside, takes it over the right side, and scores on the 2-yard touchdown run. And the Thayer Bobcats lead it now by a score of 28-8 over the Hayti Indians. It's been all Bobcats here in this first half. 28-8 our score, and the Thayer Bobcats will line up here. I think they're going to go for two again. Because you need as many points as you can get against this Hayti offense. Remember that, folks. We got a whole half to play.
Yeah, you don't want them to make you regret not going for two later.
That's exactly
in the game.
Right. And we're going to get a whistle and a timeout. So this is a big play here. They are trying to go up 30-8, and they're going to call a timeout. We'll take a timeout with them. Back with the two-point conversion try in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair. And they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. So their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Now, more Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
Well, we're still in the timeout as the we're still in the timeout here as the Thayer Bobcats have a lead over the Hayti Indians and are going to go for two here. The score, Thayer Bobcats 28, Hayti 8. And folks around the estate that are looking at the score of this game are going, what? Are you sure that's right? And here come the Bobcats. Going to go for two. Haven will be in shotgun. Got Willison behind him. Got a wide out on the far side. Tight end on the near side. And actually got two backs. Bobcats in a power eye formation. Haven gives it to Willison. No, keeps it. Going to throw it into the end zone. It is caught for the two-point conversion.
Jesse White again.
That was Jesse White again on the completion. And the Thayer Bobcats now lead it 30-8 over the Hayti Indians with exactly 1 minute to go in the first half. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with a kick in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football with Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
We've got 1 minute to go here in the first half. The Thayer Bobcats getting ready to kick the ball back to the Hayti Indians. After Thayer scored their second touchdown of the second quarter, they now lead Hayti by a score of 30-8. That's what I said, folks, 30-8. The Thayer Bobcats have dominated this first half of play here against Hayti. Offense has played extremely well. Defense has been really good, holding this high-powered Hayti offense to just 8 points in the first half. And coming up on the Thayer Pizza and Halftime Report, we'll have all of your stats for you for the first half of the game. Bobcats here set to kick it off. Hayti got two receivers back deep. But they are going to squib kick it. Yeah, a little pooch kick. Going to be fielded. Oh, it hasn't been fielded yet. Now Hayti picks it up. Oh, my goodness, what a hit. What a hit down there by the Thayer Bobcat. Number 8's exactly right. Came flying in there as Hayti let that ball bounce around. And number 8, Caden Combe, he laid the smackdown.
Yes, he did.
On the ball carrier and tackled him right there at the 30-yard line. So this is the kind of play where Hayti is dangerous. We're down to 55 seconds to play in the first half. And Hayti, they want to score here.
Oh, absolutely.
They want to score, so you better back somebody up around the 40-yard line. Hayti's got it at their own 31. first down. Bobcat defensive line, they know they're going to just peel their ears back and go after the quarterback because you know Hayti's going to throw this thing.
And no timeouts for Hayti.
Yeah, no timeouts, so they're going to have to go in a hurry. They got 69 yards between them and pay dirt. They're going to give it on a fake handoff. Thomas back looking to throw. Throwing this thing deep over the middle to the sideline. It's going to fall incomplete out around the 45-yard line. And the clock will stop with 50 seconds to go in the first half. Bobcats kind of blew the coverage there. Kind of blew the coverage. That receiver was open, and Thomas just didn't hit him with the pass. And Hayti still doesn't have everybody back on offense. It'll be second down. And, well, they're looking for the football. Is this going to be, we have a penalty flag down? Well, yes, we do. A penalty flag down on the far side. It's going to be a penalty on Hayti. Or nope. Now the official turns around and says it's on Thayer. So a penalty on the Thayer Bobcats says that was thrown by the side judge. That's going to be a 10-yard penalty out to the 41-yard line, and that will be a first down for Hayti. We never did get a signal from the White Hat what the penalty was. So, maybe a hold. I'm not sure. But anyway, first and 10, Hayti out to their own 41-yard line. Thomas looking to throw again. Bobcats get some pressure. Hit him as he throws. Pass is incomplete and almost intercepted again by Lane Grimes. The receiver fell down, and when he went down, that ball whizzed by the right ear of Lane Grimes. Tried to get a hand up on it, but I don't think Lane ever saw that ball coming. Or he would have intercepted it if he saw it coming. It'll be second down and 10. Clock stops again with 45 seconds to go on the incomplete pass. Thayer Bobcat defense trying to get a stop here and go to the locker room with the 22-point lead. A three-touchdown lead for the Thayer Bobcat. Three touchdowns plus. Second down and 10. Thomas directing traffic. 8 seconds to go on the play clock. Now Hayti's going to have to get in a hurry. Finally, they get everybody set with 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and they snap it at 1. Thomas looking to throw it deep again. Oh, it gets some pressure and knocked down. Bobcats with a sack. Jackson Willison and Peyton Mills combined for the sack back at the 37-yard line. And I believe with Willison came off the backside and got him right between the shoulder blades. And that'll be a 3-4 yard loss. It'll bring up third down and 14. Down to 21 seconds to go. Hayti, I'm not sure they're aware. Because their receiver downfield still has not gotten back on sides.
No.
16 seconds on the play clock. Now he is. 9 seconds to go in the first half. Thomas takes the snap. Looking downfield, Bobcats get pressure on him again. He throws a little short pass that is going to be caught on the sideline, and the receiver is going to be tackled at the 50-yard line, and that's the end of the first half. About a 14-yard pickup, and the Thayer Bobcats force Hayti to throw it underneath instead of the long pass, and we're at the half. The Thayer Bobcats lead Hayti 30-8. We'll be back with your Thayer Pizza Inn halftime report in just a couple of minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Social distancing effectiveness from Pizza Inn and Thayer, two different options. Option one, curbside pickup option. Place your order over the phone or online, and then simply call the store when you arrive, and they'll bring your order out to you. Pay online or over the phone to limit interaction. Option number two, contactless delivery option. If you'd like to leave your order outside of your house, let them know where when you place your order. Call 417-264-3800 or visit pizzainn.com to place your order for Pizza Inn of Thayer.
When you list your property for sale, you are hiring a team to work for you. You want to hire a company with global reach and recognition.
You want Century 21.
You want to hire a team that will give your investment the time and attention it deserves.
You want Century 21.
You want experienced, knowledgeable sales agents promoting your home.
You want Century 21.
You want honest opinions and honest, timely answers to your questions.
You want Century 21.
You want a home team with local knowledge of the area and market conditions.
You want Century 21. Combs & Associates Real Estate. Call us today, 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
In sports, success is measured in the number of points scored, in games won, and in championships earned. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in our community support, in being there when you need us. In fact, 9 out of 10 people surveyed with a claim would recommend Shelter to a friend. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
At 9.
Cox Orthopedics, we put you first. We know when injury occurs, pain won't wait for an appointment. Hi, this is Dr. Knox. I, along with Drs. Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, make it our priority to see you as soon as possible. You will find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well at Knox Orthopedic. Appointments available in West Plains and Mountain Home. We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
More Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
And we're back at Lewis Bosman Field here in Thayer. The Thayer Bobcats, kind of surprising everybody. I thought the Bobcats had a really good chance of winning this game. And, of course, there's a lot of football to go, but I never thought they would dominate like they have here in the first half. Let's run down the scoring for you here on the Thayer Pizza Inn halftime report. Thayer Bobcats took the opening kick, and they marched it right down the field. They got a long run for Jace Haven, a 44-yard touchdown run. Thayer went up 7-0 with 10:42 to go in the first quarter. And then Thayer scored again. They got the ball back with 2:16 to play. It was Jackson Willison, a 3-yard touchdown run. The extra point was good again by the leg Willison. And the Thayer Bobcats had a 14-0 lead early in the ball game. Haytie did get on the board just a minute after the Bobcats scored. They hit a couple of big plays, one of them a 40-yard pass down to the 10-yard line. And Trayvon Thomas scampered in from 3 yards out. Two-point conversion was good. And the score at the end of the first quarter was 14-8, Thayer Bobcats. But the Bobcats put two touchdowns on the board in the second quarter to take the big lead here. It was Willison, a 17-yard touchdown run right up the gut. Two-point conversion was good for Thayer, made it 22-8, and Thayer just scored with a minute to go in the half. And two-point conversion was good. It was a Haven on a 2-yard touchdown run. 30-8 is your score at the intermission, and it was just all Thayer Bobcats in the first half. Hey, Ty. They had their opportunities, right. But the Thayer Bobcat defense shut them down. And I think, you know, we always name the Thayer Bobcat player of the game after the ball game, but I think tonight this defense would have to get the player of the game for the first half because they have just been outstanding.
There's no argument for that at all.
This is a Haytie team that averages about 52 points a game and put up 82 on somebody just 2 weeks ago and easily won their game over St. Vincent last week and put a huge bunch of points on the board. Thayer Bobcats have held them for 8 in the first half. But, folks, don't get too comfortable out there because this is a team that can score at will from just about anywhere on the field, and they are going to get the ball first to start the second half. I'm going to take another timeout. You're listening to the Thayer Pizza Inn Halftime Report. We'll have your first half stats in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network. Are you getting tired of driving the same old car, the same old truck, or the same old SUV every day? Sounds to me like you're in the mood to trade. Why don't you head out to Oregon County Cars in Thayer? They got a great selection of trucks, cars, and SUVs on the lot right now. And you know, they're offering a free 3-month, 3,000-mile powertrain warranty on all vehicles sold. And Oregon County Cars is also a collision repair estimate center and detail service. Oregon County Cars in the old Kurtz Cars location in Thayer. Stop by and see them today. Monty's Outdoors in West Plains has got you covered this sports season. That's right. Shop at Monty's where you'll find Under Armour cleats, sports socks, compression wear, backpacks, sack packs, ball caps, and much more. Find Wilson footballs, softballs, and equipment as well. Visit with Monty's about outfitting your team or youth organization with custom uniforms, booster apparel, game equipment, and more. Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hill Shopping Center in West Plains.
Simmons Bank is proud to support the Bobcats. Simmons believes that healthy, vibrant communities don't just happen on their own. They happen when people make investments in each other because we accomplish more together than we do alone. Simmons Bank, member FDIC.
Simmons Bank is here for all the Bobcat fans. Simmons Bank takes pride in helping customers realize their dream to buy the perfect home, start a business, or save for a child's college education. Visit a branch or get more information online at SimmonsBank.com. Simmons Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Pizza Inn of Thayer supports our local home team, and you know they've got a lot more than just pizza. They've got pasta, wings, salads, subs, desserts, and if it's on the menu, they'll deliver it. They're open 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday through Thursday and until 10 o'clock on Friday and Saturday nights. You can order online at pizzainn.com. Pizza Inn of Thayer with dine-in, carry-out, and delivery. 417-264-3800 or visit pizzainn.com and order online. Go Bobcats, and good luck throughout the 2020 season.
Bobcat football continues now. Here's Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
We're at halftime here at Lewis Bobson Field in Thayer. The Class 1 District 1 Championship game of the Thayer Bobcats have a 30-8 lead over the Hayti Indians. Take a look at the first half stats. First up for Hayti, for the Indians, they have 32 rushing yards in the first half. They're led by their quarterback, Trayvon Thomas. He has 31 of those 32 yards. Thomas also 5 for 12 throwing the football, 83 yards passing. So 115 yards or so total offense for Hayti in the first half of the game. And again, 5 of 12 throwing the football. Bobcats have done a nice job of pass defense back there. They did hit a big 30-yarder, also hit a 40-yarder. But other than that, it's been short yardage and even negative yardage on those pass completions. For the Thayer Bobcats, the Bobcats have rushed the ball for 202 yards in the first half, led by Jace Haven, who carried it 13 times for 124, 4 yards for Lane Grimes, 43 for Jackson Willison, and 31 for Jordan Madden. And that three-headed monster in that Bobcat backfield has been really hard for Hayti to handle tonight. And also, Jace Haven, 6 for 6 throwing the football for 97 yards. And he also has completed 2 two-point conversions in the end zone. So,
and I don't think they haven't got him in the backfield yet.
No. No, they haven't even come close.
For a loss
no,
or
they
sack
haven't.
Or
no,
anything,
so. No. Thayer with only one negative play, and that was a negative 3 on Lane Grimes on a carry early in the ball game. So
offensive line playing really good.
Playing really good. And Thayer getting positive yardage every time they carry the ball. So it's been a great first half, but a whole second half is coming up. All right, Thayer Bobcat football tonight brought to you in part by your Thayer Bobcat boosters, including the Steak and Shake in West Plains, Miro Towing, Garage, and Mobile Service Truck, Farmers Insurance Group, Stephen Clark and Thayer, Legacy Auto Body and Thayer, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service, Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton, your agent in Thayer and Alton, the Country Cottage Cafe, Thayer Walmart, and Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Eckman in Thayer. You're listening to the Thayer Pizza Inn Halftime Report. There are some other games going on around the region tonight. Mike Robertson working at the sports desk. You'll get scores on as many of those games as he can for you. That's coming up here in just a couple of minutes on the Thayer Pizza Inn Halftime Report.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Farming is a way of life, and State Farm agent Scott Cecil gets that. State Farm's farm policies are designed to deliver broad and flexible coverage customized to how you run your operation. So protect what you've worked so hard to build with Scott Cecil. He's proud to tailor coverage to meet the vast needs of your farm. Contact State Farm agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Doniphan for a quote or to get more information. Get to a better state. Get State Farm.
One look and you'll see that the debit cards from Community First pack a lot of pride. Choose the design and logo of your school or select bright designs like an American flag. With a Community First checking account, your new debit card is free and you get it right away. Just select the design and it's in your wallet in a few minutes flat. Serving our community with pride.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer. Member FDIC. Charlotte Allen with Allen Supported Living has worked with children and adults with developmental disabilities since 1992. They provide individualized support living services, personal assistance, respite, and community integration services in Thayer, Alton, West Plains, Doniphan, and the area. If you have questions, call Charlotte. They'll be happy to help link you with the services and resources available. Call Allen Supported Living at 417-264-7203. And go Bobcats!
Well, good evening. This is your Pizza Inn Halftime Report. I'm Mike Robertson. We got some scores from around the area. We'll look first at our local scores. And, wow, how about those there Bobcats? Bobcats rolling right now. Through the first half, they lead Hayti 30 8-8. West Plains Zizzers also having a good night. Zizzers lead Carl Junction at the half, 28-14. Liberty Eagles lead Fairgrove at the half, 28-12. Buffalo, big lead over Mountain Grove right now. It is 35-0 in that game. It is Pine Bluff over Mountain Home, 14-0. Batesville leading Jacksonville, 35-0. Now, been looking around for some of the other class, the Class 1 playoff games. We've got a few of those we'll tell you about. Most of them are all real close, unlike the Thayer Hayti game. Marionville leading Lockwood at the half, 14-13. South Callaway, which the winner of that will play the winner of South Callaway Mark Twain. The winner will play the Thayer Hayti winner. South Callaway leading 7-0. Mid Buchanan, the state's number one ranked team, they lead East Buchanan 7-0. Penny leading Princeton 10-6. Windsor and Skyline, there's no score there. And Marceline and Harrisburg, 14-6. That's from the 1A state tournament district finals around the state. Again, we'll keep you updated on the scores throughout the night. And we'll get back out to Mike and Mike over at Lewis Bosman Field here in just a couple of minutes.
You've heard the expression, an apple a day keeps the doctor away, but sometimes a regular visit to your doctor keeps problems away. Same goes for your automobiles, tractors, trailers, and UTVs. They need a little TLC, and there's no better place than the Car Doctor 2 to get that done. Oil changes, flats, any kind of minor or major auto repair, alignments, trailer repair, AC problems, the Car Doctor 2 on North Highway 63 in Thayer can make things healthy again. By the way, the Car Doctor 2 is now a Missouri Safety Inspection Station, and they're open on Saturdays until noon.
Let's talk dental care for a moment. You want the best, you want quality, and you want it affordable. That's what you get at Thayer Dental Care. They offer same-day service on crowns without the messy impressions or temporaries. Same-day single tooth replacement with implants or denture stabilization with traditional implants through their state-of-the-art in-house denture lab. They even have Invisalign. Call Thayer Dental today with questions or to schedule an appointment. 417-264-7266. Located in downtown Thayer and Walnut Ridge.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. With the Carpenter Technical Center now open in Ash Flat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Registration for spring semester is now open. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, your story starts here.
When you're looking for a real estate agent, you might want someone who has all the knowledge, who knows all the tools, and who sees all the possibilities. When you're looking for an agent who knows all their stuff, then you might want a RE/MAX agent. RE/MAX, don't worry, we've done this a million times. Each office independently owned and operated. There are some real estate agents who rely on technology to do their jobs for them.
I have a question about my listing price.
Estimated wait time, 2 hours.
And then there are RE/MAX agents who are with you every step of the way. RE/MAX, don't worry, we've done this a million times. Each office independently owned and operated.
Now, more Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
We're back here at Lewis Bobman Field. It is halftime. Hope you're enjoying the Thayer Pizza Inn halftime report. And I got to tell you, one of those Pizza Inn double pepperonis with extra cheese would be mighty good right about now.
Pull their half up on my phone.
Do you deliver to Lewis Bosman Field? All right, Thayer Bobcats making their way back out on the field. Hayti Indians have been out now for a minute or so. And Thayer Bobcats with a lead here at the half by a score of 30-8 over Hayti. So if you're the coaches in the locker room, I think if you're Hayti, you got to try and strategize as to how in the world you're going to get back into this football game, and they've got to do it immediately. Well, they get the ball to start the second half, and I think it's imperative that they go get a score.
So I'm going to throw a quote at you, and it's a Vince Lombardi quote, one of my favorite quotes of all time. Winning isn't everything, but wanting to win is.
Exactly.
And this is a football team that knows how to win, and they know how to score. So they could come out real quick and make this a pretty close ball game.
Yeah, they could. And of course, for the Thayer Bobcats, you got to remain focused. I mean, you got a big lead.
Sure.
But you got to keep the hammer down. You got to keep the foot on the gas pedal, so to speak, both on defense and on offense. And, the offense has scored 30 points, but the defense has just been unbelievably good.
Playing lights out
here tonight. And they're going to have to continue to do that. for another half of football here if they want to move on into the state quarterfinals. Of course, the winner here will play the winner of the South Callaway Mark Twain game. And last report we had, South Callaway was leading in that game by a score of 7-0. I want to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters and sponsors helping to bring you the game tonight. They include Ozarka College in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring and Mountain View, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply of Thayer and West Plains, Knott's Orthopedic in Mountain Home in West Plains, Dr. Mike Kersey and staff at the Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, Shelter Insurance, Roger Foley in Thayer, the Simmons Bank of Mammoth Spring, and Oregon County Cars in Thayer. Got just about 3 minutes till we get the second half started. Let's take one more break. You're listening to the Thayer Pizza Inn Halftime Report on the Ecom Sports Network.
Keep the change.
Keep the change.
Keep the change.
Saving has never been easier. With your new Keeps account, you save every time you spend. Each debit card transaction from your Keeps spending account is rounded up to the nearest dollar. The difference is then automatically deposited into your Keeps savings account. Buy the things and keep the change at keepsaccount.com. A new account from Southern Bank. Member FDIC.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental, so they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable, so their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
When you list your property for sale, you're hiring a team to work for you. You want to hire a company with global reach and recognition.
You want Century 21.
You want to hire a team that will give your investment the time and attention it deserves.
You want Century 21.
You want experienced, knowledgeable sales agents promoting your home.
You want Century 21.
You want honest opinions and honest, timely answers to your questions.
You want Century 21.
You want a home team with local knowledge of the area and market condition.
You want Century 21, Combs & Associates Real Estate. Call us today, 417-264-7000. Each office and employee owned and operated.
Social distancing effectiveness from Pete's Inn and Thayer. Two different options. Option one, curbside pickup option. Place your order over the phone or online, and then simply call the store when you arrive, and they'll bring your order out to you. Pay online or over the phone to limit interaction. Option number two, contactless delivery option. If you'd like, they'll leave your order outside of your house. Let them know where when you place your order. Call 417-264-3800 or visit PeteSinn.com to place your order for Pete's Inn of Thayer.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football with Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
And we're back here at Lewis Bosman Field. Both teams getting ready to take the field here in just a moment for the second half kickoff. Want to remind you that Thayer Dental Care donates $50 for every touchdown the Thayer Bobcats score all season long. And so far tonight, the Thayer Bobcats have hit him for $200. Thayer with four first half touchdowns. One by Jace Haven, two by Jace Haven and two for Jackson Willison. And the Thayer Bobcats lead Haytie 30-8 as we get ready to open second half play. Haytie's already taken the field. Thayer Bobcats getting ready to get the kicking team out of there. So Thayer will be on defense to start the second half. And folks, this is a dandy. 30-8 if you're a Thayer Bobcat fan. It's a dandy if you're from Haytie. Well, your team's got to go score. They got to make something happen. And folks, this quarterback they've got, he's just a junior, Tavon Thomas. He is some kind of athlete. And I got to think.
Yeah,
he is. I got to think that he's either going to chunk it down the field, or he's just going to run with it.
Yeah.
And they were very successful on the one drive they had where he just ran the football every play, and that was the drive that resulted in their touchdown. I think we may see a lot of that.
It could very easily become the Trayvon Thomas show
right
here
in
the second half.
And Thayer Bobcat defense cannot relax, and the offense has got to keep the hammer down, too. So K.O. Willison's got it teed up at the 40-yard line. We are set to go. Hope you enjoyed the Thayer Pizza Inn Halftime Report. Bobcats have been squib kicking it all night long, and this time they're going to pooch kick it, and it's going to hit the ground at about the 40, and the Thayer Bobcats have recovered. Chris Craig. Chris Craig, the Thayer Bobcats. Bobcats recovers the pooch kick.
Wow.
And the Thayer Bobcats are going to have the football to start the second half at the Haytie 40-yard line.
That was in baseball. You know, the thing in baseball, hit it where they ain't.
Yeah.
That's where they just kicked it.
They just kicked it. There was nobody around there for Haytie. And Chris Cray coming up the sideline like a rocket makes the recovery. And the Thayer Bobcats have got it first and 10 at the Haytie 38-yard line. And that might be the straw that broke the camel's back right
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Wow.
Haytie had a guy there, and he just never made a move for the ball, and Cray jumped on it.
And maybe he thought it was going to bounce, take a strong bounce out of bounds.
Yeah, didn't. It just stopped.
It did.
Bobcats come here, empty backfield, got a wingman. That is Madden coming in motion. Bobcats going to keep it. That'll be Haven. Haven cuts down to the 30-yard line, down to the 29, and a first down. Well, actually, it's going to be a 9-yard pickup. He'll be just about a yard shy of the first down. But Jace Haven and the Bobcats have found something with that play, a single wing, and the wing coming in motion. And it's either a fake to him or Haven, or fake and Haven keep it or hand it off to him. And they've been successful. First time we've seen this formation all season long.
Yeah.
So a 9-yard pickup. Thayer Bobcats here on a second down and one. Haven, this time, going to be up under center. Got a power eye backfield behind him. Willison is the eye back. They're going to turn and give it to Willison. Run it over the right. He's got the first down. Fumbles the football, but gets right back on it at the 25-yard line. That's a good 4-yard run and a fumble recovery for Jackson Willison, and the Thayer Bobcats get a first down down to the 26-yard line. Bobcats on the brink of moving into the Community First Banking Company red zone to start the third quarter. Bobcats with a pooch kick that was recovered by Chris Cray for the Thayer Bobcats. Puts the offense back out on the field. This time Thayer with an empty backfield, single, actually a one-back set. They got Willison out there. And they're going to give it to him. No, Haven's going to keep it on the fake. He's to the 20. He's down to the 15, 10. Look at him go. 5 yards. Touchdown, Jace Haven. Never got touched, and he got a great block downfield. And the Thayer Bobcats on the touchdown run by Jace Haven take a 36-8 lead over the Haytie Indians. It was a great fake up in the middle, and then Haven got a good block downfield. He goes in for the touchdown. That was from how many yards out?
About 26.
26-yard line. So Haven with his second long touchdown run of the ball game, and Thayer is making this thing a blowout here at Lewis Bosman Field. Thayer going for two. Haven looking to tuck it. He'll jump pass, and it's into the end zone. It's caught. Pass is caught by Jordan Madden in the end zone for the two-point conversion. Very Patrick Mahomes-y on that play. As Jace Haven jumped in the air and threw the pass, a strike to Jordan Madden. And the Thayer Bobcats lead it now 38-8 over the Haytie Indians. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with a kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Now, more Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
Move towards it.
And here we are back after the timeout. Thayer Bobcats getting set to kick it off. Here's some interesting note for you in the ball game. The Thayer Bobcats' first touchdown of the game came with 10:42 to go in the first quarter. Their first touchdown of the second half comes with 10:42 to go.
We'll take it.
In the third quarter. Thayer leads it now 38-8 over the Haytie Indians, who have got to be just stunned. And here's Willison tees it up for Thayer. They're going to pooch kick again. This one is not going to go 10 yards. And Haytie's going to get a good field position at the 45-yard line of the Thayer Bobcats. So not good execution on the pooch kick that time. After great execution the time before, and Haytie going to get a good field position. If you're the Haytie Indians, I mean, you're thinking, we got to go score right now. I mean, they've got to score. They are 30 points behind in this game, 38-8. 10:42 to go in the third quarter. They got to put some points on the board, and they got to put them out there in a hurry. And then they've got to find a way to stop this Thayer Bobcat offense. The three-headed monster has been unbelievably good here tonight. Here's Thomas. Got a man on his side, and a little fake handoff going up in the middle, and Thomas is going to keep it, trying to run to the outside, and he goes down after a 2-yard gain. Thayer Bobcats were there to stop him. He actually slipped down, but he was going to get stopped right there anyway. It's a 1-yard run for Trayvon Thomas on first down. The Thayer Bobcat defense with a good stop there. Haytie with a second down and 9. Clock running here in the third quarter. as the Thayer Bobcats lead it by 30. Thomas will be in shotgun formation, checking the playlist on his wrist. They get to play in from the sideline. Two receivers either side of the field. Now they bring in two wings just off each end. Thomas again in shotgun. Rolling to his left, looking to throw. Throws this one to the outside. Caught at the 40-yard line and then tackled immediately. Good play out there by Lane Grimes for the Thayer Bobcats defensively. Play's going to go down to about the 36-yard line. And it'll bring up a third down and about three for Haytie after a 5-yard pickup on the play. A 5-yard completion, and we'll give them those all night long. Give them 5-yard completions all night long. And, again, good coverage out there by Lane Grimes on the play. Third down and a short three. Four wide out again. Haytie looking to run it. They give it to the pitch man. He's going to be hit and brought down behind the line. Peyton Mills for the Thayer Bobcats, the sophomore, with another big, big play. Peyton Mills will stop the ball carrier at the line of scrimmage. It's going to bring up a fourth down and three for Haytie. That was number 22, Johnson, again, and he picks up basically nothing on the play. And Johnson's run the ball just a couple of times tonight and has not been very successful.
Two carries, got negative 1 yard total.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fourth down and about three for Haytie at the Bobcat 36-37-yard line. Thomas, again, empty backfield, five wideouts on the field. He's just going to keep it run right up the middle.
Straight up the
and he's got the first down and gets all the way down to the 25-yard line before he's corralled by the Bobcat defense. They'll mark him down about the 23. That's a good gain there. Picks up about 18. About 18 yards on the play for Tavon Thomas, the quarterback for Haytie. That play shades of the one touchdown drive they had in the first half. Just tuck it and run right up the middle. Bobcats stack it up in the middle here. We're going to get a whistle. And wasn't a play clock. This was by the back judge. And it's going to be a penalty, I believe, on Haytie. Yes, it is. Illegal procedure on the Indians. Well, that'll back him up five. It'll be a first and 15. Ball goes back to the 28-yard line. 8:52 to play in the third quarter. Haytie looking for some points here. They haven't scored since the first quarter. And here's Thomas, straight back, looking to throw on first down. Going to heave this one down toward the end zone. This ball is going to be incomplete. He threw it all the way out of the back of the end zone. Even if that ball would have been caught, it would have been out of bounds. That'll bring up a second down and 15 for Haytie with 8:35 to go in the quarter. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. And Haytie, boy, they take their time getting back to the line of scrimmage. They still got one of the receivers all the way down at the end zone. Now he picks it up a little bit and gets back up to the line of scrimmage. Thomas in shotgun on a second down and 15 from the Thayer 28-yard line. Thomas straight back looking to throw. Bobcats get some pressure. The pass going to be caught at about the 22. And another big tackle by Jordan Madden. That is, I believe, number three on the play. Quindale Malone made the catch, but basically no yards after the catch. And that's what Coach Billy Weber talks about a lot with his defense. You know, if they catch that five-yarder, that's okay. Just don't let them run after they catch it. That's a pickup of 9 yards on a third down or a second down and 15. It is third down and six for Haytie. 8 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Thomas again in shotgun, empty backfield. He takes the snap, gets some pressure off the backside, rolling to his right, looking to throw this thing, throws it down toward the end zone. It is incomplete, in and out of the hands of a receiver. Had a receiver wide open.
Bet he wants that one back.
And it hit him right in the hands, and he couldn't make the catch. It'll bring up a fourth down and 6 yards to go. And I thought Thomas should have kept it and just run for it. I thought Thomas should have just run for that. I thought he had yardage for the first down, but I like the way he waved his receiver downfield.
Sure. And he was open. He
was.
It was a good choice. Just.
But I bet he's thinking he wished he would have just kept it and run with it that one. So here we go. Haytie again looking for the play in from the sideline, down to 20 seconds on the play clock. Two receivers on the far side, three on the near side. Thomas on a fourth down. Thayer Bobcat defense trying to hold him here and get the ball back for the offense. Thomas in shotgun, rolling to his right, looking to throw for the first down. Bobcats get some pressure on him now.
Oh,
he turns
come.
Away from it. Now throwing this thing down, and this is going to be intercepted. Pass is intercepted in the end zone. The Thayer Bobcats, for a second time tonight, have intercepted a pass in the end zone. We do have a Bobcat down on the field, but I think it looks like a cramp. And who was that out there?
I believe that's
pass
Jace.
Was intercepted by...
That's Jace.
Jace Haven. And Jace Haven looked like trying to shake off a cramp, and Thayer may have to go. Yeah, he's struggling out there, limping around. They may have to bring him out and get a little banana or something in him, drink a little mustard.
He's shaking it off.
He's going to try and stay out there. He's a gamer.
Yeah.
He is, you know, sitting out those six games he had to sit out.
There's not a crowbar big enough to drag him out of that game.
No, there's not. And here we go. Thayer Bobcats with a first and 10. First down brought to you by the Ozark Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. Bobcats first and 10 from their own 20-yard line. Leading 38-8. Haven turns, pitches the ball. Got it to Jordan Madden. Madden gets it up to the 25. A stiff arm and finally brought down to about the 28-yard line. That's a good run on first down. Jordan Madden. He'll bring it all the way out. They'll mark him down at the 29. So a 9-yard pickout for Jordan Madden. That was just a quick pitch to the right. Madden with a good stiff arm out there. And Thayer Bobcats here with a second down and one. And it looks to me like Haytai has just about given up in this game. The body language. I mean, there is no intensity whatsoever on that Haytai sideline and even on the field.
No energy out
there. No energy at all. Bobcats line up here in a single wing. Got Willison in the backfield. They're going to fake a handoff to him. Now they give it to him, and Willison brings it out across the 35 all the way to the 40 for another Thayer Bobcat first down. That's a 12-yard pickup on a second down and one, and the Thayer Bobcats are just running roughshod over the Haytai Indians here in this ballgame. This has been a surprise. I thought Thayer had a really good chance of winning tonight, especially playing at home. But I never thought it'd be like this.
This has been quite a performance.
It has been a great performance by this Thayer Bobcat football team. First and 10. First down brought to you by the Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. Bobcats with it now out to their own 39-yard line. Haven up again under center. Single wing. Willison is the back. Willison is going to get it on the handoff, get across the 40. And going to be stacked up.
No, Jason.
Or no, it was Haven that kept it. So Haven kept it, got about to the 40. And it's only a 1-yard pickup. Second down and 9 now for the Thayer Bobcats. Well, second down and 9. Thayer just wanting to keep that clock running right now.
Absolutely.
Keep that clock running down to 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. And actually, if Thayer gets down and gets another score, the turbo clock will come on in this game. And nobody thought that would happen.
Nobody.
Second down and 9. Madden, the deep back for Thayer in the single wing. They give it to him on a pitch. Cuts it up to the 40, 45. We're going to get a holding call as Madden gets all the way out to the 49, but this one's coming back.
Yep.
Going to get a hold call out on the corner by the Thayer Bobcats. And the clock will stop as the flag comes down with 5:58 to go in the third. Game tonight brought to you in part by your Thayer Bobcat Boosters. Boosters including the Clary Funeral Homes of Thayer, Mammoth Spring and Alton, the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer, Thayer Plant Food and Thayer Farm Center, the Alton Bank, the Shipwreck Event Center, Penny Lane Accounting, Langley Animal Clinic, and the Sunset Salon and Barbering. By the way, did I mention Thayer Dental Care donates $50 for every touchdown the Thayer Bobcats score this year to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Thayer up to 5 touchdowns now in the game. So $250 for the kids at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Compliments of Thayer Dental Care. Bobcats come out here on a second down and 17. Full out backfield, double tight set. They're going to run a little misdirection. Give it to Willison. Willison's going
to
be hit
nowhere
at
to go.
The line. There's nowhere to go. They finally bring him down. And that was that big, was that the 300-pounder?
No, number 65.
Number
not far from it, though.
55. Nemo Brown made the play, 245-pounder. I was a big kid.
Yeah.
Kevin Luster out there at 250. And Corey and Kyle's 300 pounds. And the tackle that time by the interior line. Pickup of only a yard on the play for Willison. They make it third down and 17 now for the Thayer Bobcats with 5:25 to go in the third quarter. Haven shaking off whatever injury he had on that interception. He'll line up in shotgun formation. Thayer in a double wing. Got a wide out on the near side. Wingman or man goes in motion. Haven fakes a handoff now looking to throw it. He's got a man wide open. Lane Grimes makes the catch all the way down to the Haytai 30-yard line. 10, 20, 33 yards and a first down on the reception and a beautiful catch by Lane Grimes and a good throw by Jace Haven. I mean, Lano got behind the defense and kind of caught that ball awkward,
yep.
But he managed to keep his hands on it, went down at the 30-yard line. First and 10, Thayer Bobcats. Another first down brought to you by the Ozark Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic.
I'm sure we'll talk about that catch with his dad at breakfast tomorrow morning.
Probably will. And Lane Grimes going to come out of the ball game now after the came down a little awkward after
making a
beautiful catch. Chris Cray is in. Bobcats in a single wing formation. They hand the ball. No, Haven's going to keep it. Gets down to the 25, down to the 24-yard line and brought down. Haven just running that thing right up the gut. A little quarterback option play, and he opted to keep it. It'll be second down, and now Haven comes to the sideline for a quick drink of water and takes his helmet off. Clock is running with 28 seconds to go. Haven gets a drink and puts his helmet on, goes back. Coach Weber gave him the play while he was on the sideline.
Right.
Second down at about 3 for the Thayer Bobcats after the 7-yard pickup. Haven already over 100 yards tonight, 166 yards rushing in the ballgame tonight.
On just 17 carries.
Thayer in a full house backfield. They turn. They give the ball to Willison. Willison gets in behind a blocker. Down to the 20. Gets to the 18-yard line before he's stacked up. Now it'll be a first down for the Thayer Bobcats on a 6-yard pickup by Jackson Willison. Willison now up over 60 yards rushing on the night. 11 rushes for 65. Remember, Willison and Madden each had over 100 for the Bobcats last time they played Haytie. Tonight, it is the Jace Haven show. With 166. Thayer down on the Community First Banking Company red zone. The 18-yard line of the Haytie Indians trying to put this game away. Another Thayer touchdown and the turbo clock comes on in the Class 1 District 1 championship game. Thayer again, full house backfield. Power T, double tight set. Haven looking to throw it. Now looking to throw again. Throws it short. Pass is going to be caught by Jordan Madden at the 10. He's down to the 6-yard line, 5-yard line. They mark him out of bounds. And from the, how many yards was that? About 18 on the play, I think. About 18 yards down to the 5-yard line. Pass complete to Jordan Madden. And Haven had all kinds of pressure. He stood tall in that pocket, and he fired a strike to Jordan, who was the underneath receiver. Had a guy deep down the field, but he wasn't open.
Yeah, it wasn't his first look. He checked down.
No, and that's what Haven does so well for a high school quarterback, is he sees the field.
Right.
Sees the field extremely well. So it's a first and goal to go for the Thayer Bobcats in the Community First Banking Company red zone. 3:13 to go in the third quarter. Again, Thayer with a full house backfield. They pitch it to Jordan Madden. He should walk into the end zone. He does. Nobody touched him. Jordan Madden with a 5-yard touchdown run. He comes with 3:08 to play in the third quarter. And the Thayer Bobcats are now up by a score of 44-8. Over the Haytie Indians, and it's been all Thayer Bobcats all night long. Bobcats will line up for the extra point try here, trying to make it a 41-8 ball game. Cale the leg Willison on to attempt the extra point. He has hit the ones that he has kicked tonight. Thayer went for 2 on 3 occasions, and Willison is 2 for 2 kicking it. This one is up, and it looks good right down the middle. That makes our score 45-8. The Thayer Bobcats with a lead over the Haytie Indians with 3:08 to play in the third quarter. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with a kickoff in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
What happened to paying one price and getting everything included? You buy an airline ticket and pay extra to bring a change of clothes, book a hotel room, and you're shelling out for Wi-Fi and overpriced bottled water. Really? Imagine my delight when I found out roadside assistance is now included with my shelter insurance auto policy. So if I get a flat tire and need a jump, I just call and they take care of me. There's no additional cost, but some restrictions apply.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
Bobcat football continues now. Here's Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
Well, Thayer Bobcats, after stopping the Haytie Indians on a fourth down, take the ball and run it back down the field. And with about 3:08 to go in the third quarter, Thayer Bobcats now lead Haytie 45-8. Folks, Haytie was ranked number 2 and undefeated on the season. And Thayer's come in here, and they have just played extremely well. Thayer again going to go with the pooch kick. That ball is hit and recovered by the Thayer Bobcats at the 45-yard line. Thayer Bobcats with a pooch kick, and we're going to get a penalty flag down. But that ball had gone 10 yards. It was fair game for the Thayer Bobcats to recover. Thayer can recover that ball, so we'll see what we're going to get here. And we do have the penalty flag down, so the white hat's going to come out and say, what is it? The ball did go 10 yards. They recovered it at the 45. And they can be the first one to touch it as long as it goes 10 yards. I believe they're going to pick up this flag and see what the call is here. Let's see here. It's going to be a penalty against Thayer. And here's the thing. This white hat has not signaled what the penalty is.
No.
Again, it's going to be a 15-yard penalty on the Thayer Bobcats. And it looks like it is going to be... Is it going to be Thayer ball? No, they're going to say Haytie ball. I don't know how that's possible.
Yeah. Sure wish we had some clarification on that one.
Yeah, I don't know what the penalty was there. They never did indicate. But the ball had gone 10 yards before Thayer touched it. Wow. Anyway, Haytie ball at the Thayer 40-yard line. Here's Thomas back looking to throw. He's going to wing this thing deep. Steps up in the pocket, throwing it down in the end zone. That ball is going to be knocked away at the last moment. Great defensive play down there by Lane Grimes again. They've been picking on Lane all night long, and so far they've been unsuccessful all night long. You'd think they'd throw it somewhere else.
You would think.
But Lane is lined up on their A number one receiver in single man coverage, and he knocked that ball away in the end zone. So a long pass goes for nothing. It'll be second down and 10 now for Haytie. And I think that's the way they see the only way to get back in this game.
Yeah.
They've got to hit some long touchdown passes.
And they can hit them.
Yeah, they can hit them.
That's not a bad idea.
Bobcat defense has been really good keeping them from it tonight. Number three, that is Quindale Malone, is back over here on the near side. Lined up wide, Grimes in the coverage. And this time Thomas fakes it to the left, now throwing to the right. Bobcat gets some pressure on him. Now he's just going to have to tuck it and run for what he can. Cuts it up the sideline, finally knocked out of bounds, down around the 30-yard line. And they'll mark him out at, the 27? That'll be a first down on a 17-yard pickup for Trayvon Thomas. Trayvon Thomas with about 17 on the play. Down to 38 seconds to go in the third quarter. Thayer Bobcats lead it 45-8. And the first down, new set of downs for Haytie. Thomas rolling to his left. Going to throw this one to the out, and the ball hit the ground. It'll be, are they going to call it a catch? I think the side judge is going to call that a catch. I thought that ball bounced, but no. I say it did not bounce. And it'll be a pickup of about, from the 20,
about
27,
yards.
Yeah, about 5 yards on the play. And we've got 10 seconds to play in the third quarter. Haytie trying to get another pass playoff here, or another playoff, on a second down and 6. Thomas this time rolling to his right. Going to step up, throw it into the end zone again. That ball is knocked away again by the Thayer Bobcat defense. And Chris Cray was coming over to intercept that ball, and he collided with his own man. And we've got a Haytie Indian down on the play. The receiver was on the backside. Bobcats had great coverage, and when the two defenders came down, they landed right on top of the young man in the end zone. And that's going to end our third quarter. Our score, 45-8. Thayer Bobcats dominating the Haytie Indians here tonight at Lewis Bosman Field. We'll take a timeout. Back with your fourth quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Now there's even more reasons Knox Orthopedic should be your clinic of choice for orthopedic care. Doctors Knox, Rawls, and McConnell welcome Dr. Don Franklin to their team of highly experienced and trained orthopedists. Dr. Franklin, a sports medicine fellow, looks forward to helping you return to productive, pain-free work, play, and enjoyment of life. Appointments are available in West Plains and Mountain Home.
We can fix that. Check us out, knoxorthopedics.com.
You've been involved in a crash, or maybe a deer is rammed into the side of your rig. What do you do now? Well, you go to Oregon County Cars in Thayer. They are now a collision repair estimate center. Just stop by anytime. They'll do your estimate. They'll deal with your insurance company and help you get your vehicle repaired and back on the road. And if your rig is dirty and needs a good detail job, well, they do those too, starting as low as $60. And of course, they got a lot full of quality pre-owned vehicles. Oregon County Cars, collision repair estimate and detail center in Thayer. OregonCountyCars.com.
Now, more Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
And we're set for our fourth quarter here at Lewis Bosman Field in Thayer. Thayer Bobcats lead the Haytie Indians by a score of 45-8. Haytie's got the football at the Thayer 23-yard line, third down and 7. Thomas in shotgun formation again. They've tried a couple of long ones to the end zone. That last one should have been intercepted. Thomas this time just going to tuck it and run on the third down play. He's got the first down, looking for more. He's inside the 10 all the way down to the 5-yard line. Actually mark him down at about the 6 from the 23 all the way down to the 6. Another 16-yard pickup for Trayvon Thomas. I don't know why that's not in their offense more. It'll be first and goal to go now for Hayti. Looking for their second touchdown of the night, Thomas. From about the 6-yard line in shotgun. He's just going to tuck it and run again. Makes a fake left, cuts it back right, gets down near the goal line. He's in for the touchdown. Trayvon Thomas with the touchdown. And it comes with 11:27 to go in the football game. As we just opened the fourth quarter, and again, Thomas for Hayti takes it in from 6 yards out on the run. And that gives Hayti their second touchdown of the night, makes it 45-14. Looks like Hayti going to go for 2 here on the extra point try. Well, Thomas, again, taking over and just taking the ball down the field for the touchdown for Hayti. And don't know why they get away from that, but they do. And he's going to keep it. He gives on a pitch on the two-point conversion try, and the ball carries into the end zone. The two-point conversion is good. So Hayti hits on the two-point conversion, and that makes it 45-16. Thayer Bobcats with a lead over Hayti with 11:27 to go in the football game. We'll take a timeout, back with a kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Monty's Outdoors in West Plains has got you covered this sports season. That's right. Shop at Monty's, where you'll find Under Armour cleats, sports socks, compression wear, backpacks, sack packs, ball caps, and much more. Find Wilson footballs, softballs, and equipment as well. Visit with Monty's about outfitting your team or youth organization with custom uniforms, booster apparel, game equipment, and more. Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hill Shopping Center in West Plains.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football with Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K Country 95.
Yeah, we're getting ready for the kick here at Lewis Bosman Field. The Hayti Indians just scored for the first time since the first quarter. And I'm trying to get all my things caught up here. Thayer scoring 14 points in the first quarter, 16 in the second quarter, 15 in the third. Hayti scored 8 in the first quarter, and then the Bobcats shut them out. Here's a short kick, and it'll be fielded by the Thayer Bobcats at the 33-yard line. That's where Thayer will have it, first and 10. And the ball was recovered by Landry Pitts, and the Thayer Bobcats will take over. And what you want to do right now is you want to run time off the clock.
Yes, you do.
You want to run time off the clock, and you want to run a lot of time off the clock here because Hayti can't score if they don't have the football. Thayer Bobcat football tonight brought to you in part by some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters, including Forstler's True Value and Napa Auto Parts in Thayer, and the Country Cottage in Thayer, Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, and the First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring. Bobcats break the huddle. 13 seconds on the play clock. Haven in shotgun formation, got a man to protect on his right side. Double wide set. Man going in motion. Thayer fakes it to him. Haven's going to keep it. Runs up the middle out to the 35, to the 40, all the way out to the 43-yard line. And that will be a first down on an 11-yard run for Jace Haven. Haven up to 176 yards. Well, now they back it up 2 yards. Still 177 yards rushing for Jace Haven tonight. Thayer will have a second down and 1.
I wouldn't be opposed to just lining up in a T or a power I and just hand it off to Madden and Wilson.
Yep.
Right up the middle.
Yeah, for the rest of the game.
For the rest of the game.
Second down and 9. Thayer here in a double wing formation. Haven sends a Wilson in motion, spins, fakes it to him, runs it. He gets up the middle. He's across the 45 up to the 50-yard line.
And that's why I'm not a coach.
Man, oh, man. That is a 11-yard run for Jace Haven out to the Hayti 49-yard line. Haven now looking at a 200-yard night in the district championship game. 187 on 19 carries. That's the average of almost 10 yards a carry.
And he's 9-for-9 passing with about 151 yards, somewhere right around there.
Now, what a night for Jace
Haven.
And what a night for the Thayer Bobcat football team. Defensively and offensively, they have just been extra good. First and 10. First down brought to you by the OMC Orthopedic Bobcat or OMC Orthopedic Clinic. Bobcats running a double wing here. They hand the ball off to Grimes. Grimes looking to run and gets right back to about the line of scrimmage. Good tackle out
there.
Yeah, we are going to get a hold on the Thayer Bobcats. We had a hanky come down back at a 45-yard line. Well, Thayer tried a little trickery again, that little jet sweep to Grimes, and it didn't go for anything at all. Nice job of Grimes just getting back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
And the penalty is going to be against the Thayer Bobcats. That's going to back them up. But you know what? Right now, I don't think they care a whole lot.
Yep.
They just want to run some plays and run time off that clock. Down to 10 minutes to play. And the ball is going to go back 10 yards from the 45-yard line. So Thayer is going to be faced here with a first down and about an acre and a half for a first and 10. First down brought to you by the Ozark Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. It is first and 25 after the 10 yards marked off on the penalty. Thayer now one of their offensive linemen coming off the field. Number 77 coming out of there. Big number 53 checks back in for the Bobcats. Brady Justice checks in. And it was Jonathan Ogden who comes out. Bobcats on the first and 25. It's to Haven. Haven going to try and run for it. He'll get stacked up at the line. Fights his way ahead for just a couple of yards on the play. But that keeps the clock running. Second down now at about 23 for the Thayer Bobcats. So apparently the Bobcats will go on the road next Saturday to the state quarterfinals. They'll play the winner of the South Callaway and Mark Twain game. And I know Mike Robertson back at the sports desk in the studio. Mike, do we have an update on that South Callaway game?
Yeah, we do. South Callaway leading Mark Twain 26-0, third quarter.
All right, thank you very much. And, of course, we'll check in with Mike on some other games here in just a bit. Second down and 23 here for the Thayer Bobcats. Double wing formation, and both wings are on the near side. Haven rolling to his left, looking to throw, steps up, throws it a little too high, intended for Jordan Madden at about the 40-yard line. Pass will fall incomplete. Bad news is there. The clock will stop with 8:54 to go in the ballgame. So it'll be third down and 23 for the Thayer Bobcats. And, well, we got just a second here, Mike. What about those West Plains Zizzers? Are they still up big on Junctions, Carl Junction?
They lead 28-14.
28-14 still. Good ball game going on there up at Zizzer Stadium. And the Liberty Eagles, last I heard, still up big on Fair Grove. We'll check on that one here in just a moment. Thayer with a big third down and 23. Boy, you'd like to convert. Keep possession of this football right here. Haven. In shotgun, back around his own 31-yard line. Fakes it, and now going to run it. He's to the 40, to the 45, to the 50, 45, down to the 40-yard line and a first down, all the way down to the 35-yard line of the Hayti Indians. That is a 12, 22, 26-yard run on a third. Oh, that's more than that. That was a 36-yard run. 36-yard run for Jace Haven up the right side. The old Statue of Liberty play. Statue of Liberty takes it all the way down to the 32-yard line. How many yards was it? Yeah, 36 yards on the play. Haven now over 200 yards rushing in the game. 225, to be exact. What a night for the Bobcats senior quarterback. And a new set of downs. First down brought to you by the Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. 8:45 to go in the game. Bobcats pitch it to Willison. Willison cuts it up in the middle. Sidesteps the tackler. Now gets right down hard at about the 28-yard line. And that'll be a good 4-yard pickup for Jackson Willison. Willison now pushing 70 yards rushing in the ball game. It'll bring up a second down and 6. Well, there'll be a celebration in Old Fairtown tonight as the Bobcats are going to advance to the state tournament. They'll head to the quarterfinals next Saturday afternoon. Second down and about 6 here for the Thayer Bobcats. 15 seconds on the play clock. Down under, well, right at 8 minutes to go in the game. Thayer lines up in the power tee. Double tight set here. Haven spins, going to give it to Willison. Running over the right side, catch it up inside. He breaks a tackle and down to the 20-yard line. And that'll be very close to another Bobcat first down. And they say, yeah, move the chains. Willison on a 7-yard pickup and a first down for the Thayer Bobcats. Brought to you by the Ozark Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. Thayer Bobcats moving it on the ground here, trying to hit 50, trying to hang 50 on the Hayti Indians, and that hasn't happened to them all season long. Usually it's them scoring the 50. Tonight they've got 16. First and 10, Thayer with 7:35 to go. First down brought to you by the OMC Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. Bobcats, busted play here as Haven dropped the snap. He picks it up, and he still manages to pick up about 4 or 5 yards on the play. Running right up the middle, that offensive line blew him a hole, and Haven will pick up seven. Over 230 yards rushing now for Jace Haven. And we've still got 7 minutes to go in this ball game. Bobcat quarterback has been unbelievably good. The incomplete pass a while ago was his first incomplete pass of the night.
Yep, 9 for 10 now.
Nine for ten. Wow. Second down at about 3 for Thayer. They're just going to milk this clock for all they can. Still in the huddle with 13 seconds to go on the play clock. 6:53 to go on the game clock. One back in the backfield, Haven up under center, and they're going to pitch it to Jordan Madden, running over the left side. Jordan, gets hit in the backfield and brought down. And that's a good defensive play right there. That was number 3, wasn't it?
Yes.
That was Quindale Malone making the tackle. And it'll be a loss of about a yard on the play. Make it third down now and a long 4, almost 5 for the Thayer Bobcats. Haven again taking his time in the huddle. Play clock down to 19. Bobcats will get the play in from the sideline. We're down to just over 6 minutes to go in the football game. Bobcats on a third down at about 5. Haven up under center. Got Willison in the backfield. Jordan Madden on the wing on the left side. They'll fake it. No, they'll give it to Willison. Run it up in the middle. He'll get it down to about the 12-yard line. And that's going to be close to a first down. Willison will pick up about 4. They needed about 4.5. So it's fourth down and about 1 here for the Thayer Bobcats, and it looks like they'll go for it.
I think you do here, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely go for it. Ball down inside the 15-yard line. Fourth and about a yard. 5.5 minutes to play. Thayer Bobcats with the big lead, trying to run out the clock here. Grimes, Willison, and Madden in the Bobcat backfield. They'll give it to Madden. He's got the first down and more into the 10, into the 5, diving to the pylon. He's into the end zone. Touchdown. Jordan Madden on a 12-yard touchdown run. His second touchdown of the night. And the Thayer Bobcats back on the board here in the fourth quarter, and they lead it now 51-16 with the extra point try to come. This has been as impressive of a win of these Thayer Bobcats as I've seen in a long, long time. 5:19 to play. Thayer going to obviously kick the extra point here with 5:19 to go, leading by, I don't even know how many points that is, 51-16. It's a bunch.
It's a bunch.
Leaded by 36. Here's Willison on to attempt the extra point. And it is good right down the middle. Thayer Bobcats lead it 52-16. We'll be back to Lewis Bosman Field with a kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Now, more Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
Well, you know, the Hayti Indians have got to be shocked, and the Hayti Indian fans that made the trip all the way over from the Boot Heel, they didn't expect this.
No way they ever could have.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Even the most positive Thayer Bobcat fans, the biggest Bobcat fans, never expected the Bobcats to lead this game 52-16 and just absolutely dominate on both sides of the ball. I mean, it is every facet of the game that their Bobcats have been really good tonight.
Yes, yeah, just outstanding.
And they tee it up at the 40-yard line, going to kick it off. We're down to 5:19 to play. And here's the kick, going to be a line drive. Going to roll it on the ground. Hayti, they got a seam, and the ball carrier brings it all the way back to the 40-yard line before the Bobcats make the tackle.
Number 9, Robert Jones, taking that ball.
And it was number 9 on the tackle for the Thayer Bobcats. And who is that, number 9? Number 9 would be Jesse White, making the tackle. And the Thayer Bobcats go back on defense. Hayti brings out the offense, and we're down to 4:51. The turbo clock is back on again for the second time tonight. Hayter, not going to have much time here. And this game, folks, is all over but the shouting with 5 minutes to go. Thomas looking for the play in from the sideline. Trayvon Thomas, good quarterback, but the Bobcats have had his number tonight. They have covered his receivers and for the most part have stopped him from running the football. Well, he has had some flashes where he's been good, but other times they've hemmed him up. He's got it now, shotgun, straight back looking to throw, throwing this one wide over the middle and incomplete. Thought Chris Cray might have an opportunity at an interception there, but ball sailed over everybody's head and incomplete. That'll bring up a second down and 10. The clock will continue to run down to the four-minute mark. Stay tuned after the game for the Shelter Insurance and Drew Ekman of West Plains post-game report. And we'll talk with Coach Billy Weber of the Thayer Bobcats about his team's performance here tonight. And we'll also try and get score from that South Callaway-Mark Twain game. South Callaway leading at last check. Second down and 10. Thayer Bobcats got some of the subs in there on defense. Thomas straight back in shotgun, throws this thing to the out, and the ball is caught. Receiver is going to get tackled shy of the first down marker, I think. And again, out there with a good defensive play for the Thayer Bobcats is Lane Grimes. Made the tackle, and they are going to give him the first down on the play. So it'll be a 10-yard pickup and a first down for the Hayti Indians. We're down to 3:20 to play in the football game. Hayti, they're going to run it out here. They'd like to get another score right here. Make things look a little better in the paper in the morning on the box score. They hand it off. This is number seven on the carry. That is DeQuavon Gorman, a sophomore. And he gets hit hard by Landry Pitts of the Thayer Bobcats and brought down at about the 27-yard line. It'll be a 3-yard pickup. For number seven, DeQuavon Gorman, 5'8", 160 pounds, sophomore. Hayti not getting any hurry here. Down to 2:40 to play in the football game. And this thing all over with the shouting tonight. Hayti, Thomas, straight back looking to throw again. Throws it over the middle, passes tip, and then falls incomplete. And who was that? That was mean Austin Green got a piece of that ball while it was in the air. So the ball tipped about halfway to the receiver. And one thing you can tell you about Trayvon Thomas, he throws a strike.
He does.
And if you know,
quite an athlete.
And if you know mean Austin Green with the Thayer Bobcats, he's only about 5'8". And that ball was thrown 20 yards down the field and still got tipped about midway there. So, you know, he's throwing BBs out there. Thomas got four receivers wide to the far side on a third down and seven. Down to the Thayer Bobcat 28 and a half. And now Thomas just going to tuck it under and run right up the middle. He gets down to the 20 and going to be corralled there. He'll get forward progress down to about the 18 and looks like another first down for the Hayti Indians. So with a minute 47 to go, the question now is, will they put this thing in the end zone? Got a chance to run about three more plays here. We are under the turbo clock. Thomas again in shotgun formation. Four wideouts. Got them stacked on both sides. Thomas looking. Bobcats now getting a little pressure on him. And he's just going to throw this thing away out of bounds down around the 10-yard line. It was Mikhail Cray getting in there to get some backside pressure on Trayvon Thomas. And he just threw it away. But you know what? That doesn't stop the clock. Normally they'd try and stop the clock there. But we're under the turbo. With a minute 9 to go, it'll be second down and 10. And Hayti just not getting in any hurry here. Thomas looking to get the play in from the sideline. This is a football team that's got a lot of youngsters coming back. They've only got 6 seniors. 7 seniors on this football team for Hayti. And Thomas, the quarterback, is just a junior. So he'll be back again next year. Second down and 10. Thomas brings a man in motion. They give the ball. Nope, Thomas going to keep it. He fakes to the motion man, then runs right up the middle, spins out of a tackle. Bobcats still got a hold of him, and he's going to be brought down at about the 6-yard line. And that'll be about a 13-yard pickup for Trayvon Thomas. And they're going to struggle now to get a playoff, and I don't think they are. They're just going to run off. They're leaving the field.
They are.
Oh, nope, they call a timeout. Hayti calls a timeout with 26 seconds to play in the game, down 52-16. So they'll take a timeout. Mike, while we got a timeout here, you want to quickly get some scores from other games around the region?
Yeah, West Plains leading Carl Junction 28-20. Liberty over Fairgrove 36-20. Mountain Grove trailing Buffalo 35-0. Mountain Home trails Pine Bluff 14-10. And Batesville leading Jacksonville 42-0.
All right, thank you very much. So we appreciate that. We'll have more of those scores for you.
Who are we playing next?
Well, we'll play either South Callaway or Mark Twain. That game not over yet.
South Callaway 26-6 in that one.
All right, 26-6. So apparently it'll be South Callaway. And we go after the timeout. This is Trayvon Thomas, the quarterback in shotgun. Now going to tuck it up and run, trying to get to the end zone. He does for the touchdown. That'll be a 6-yard touchdown run for Trayvon Thomas for the Hayti Indians. But, folks, it's going to be too little too late as the Fair Bobcats are going to win this game. 20 seconds to play. Of course, the turbo clock stops after the score. So Thomas with a 6-yard touchdown run. And they'll go for two here on the extra point. Probably just be Thomas to run it in again. He's been about the only effective weapon they've had tonight offensively. Thomas throws this one out to the flats. It is incomplete. Through the hands of the intended receiver on the sideline. And we're going to take a timeout. 20 seconds to play in the game. Fair Bobcats to receive a kick in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Simmons Bank is proud to support the Bobcats. Simmons believes that healthy, vibrant communities don't just happen on their own. They happen when people make investments in each other because we accomplish more together than we do alone. Simmons Bank, member FDIC.
Simmons Bank is here for all the Bobcat fans. Simmons Bank takes pride in helping customers realize their dream to buy the perfect home, start a business, or save for a child's college education. Visit a branch or get more information online at SimmonsBank.com. Simmons Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Bobcat football continues now. Here's Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
Well, the Fair Bobcats, for I believe the seventh year in a row, are going to be the Class 1 District 1 champions. They will advance into the state quarterfinals again, and probably, the way it looks right now, going to be traveling to South Callaway next Saturday afternoon. Of course, we'll cover all that next week for you and get you all the specifics on that. But Thayer winning here, and South Callaway winning their game up at South Callaway. 20 seconds to go in the ball game. Thayer to receive the kick here. See if Hayti kicks it deep or if they onside it. They're going to kick it along the ground, fielded by one of the Bobcat up men, and it'll be Thayer ball at their own 45-yard line, and Thayer will get in a victory formation, and the Thayer Bobcat crowd is just antsy to storm the field and congratulate these Thayer Bobcats on an impressive victory tonight over the previously undefeated Hayti Indians. And I mean, they hadn't been challenged other than the game with Thayer, the season opener, where they beat Thayer 30-28. That was the only challenge that they really had all season long. Well, first and 10, Thayer in the victory formation. Jace Haven up under center. They'll snap it, and this game will be over. Haven letting that play clock run down to 12 seconds. Takes the snap, takes the knee. Folks, there's your ball game. The Thayer Bobcats have beaten the Hayti Indians 52-22 here at Lewis Bosman Field. And the Thayer Bobcats are your Class 1 District 1 champions. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with a Shelter Insurance and Direct on the West Plains postgame report in just a couple of minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
What happened to paying one price and getting everything included? You buy an airline ticket and pay extra to bring a change of clothes, book a hotel room, and you're shelling out for Wi-Fi and overpriced bottled water. Really? Imagine my delight when I found out roadside assistance is now included with my Shelter Insurance auto policy. So if I get a flat tire and need a jump, I just call and they take care of me. There's no additional cost, but some restrictions apply.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
One look and you'll see that the debit cards from Community First pack a lot of pride. Choose the design and logo of your school or select bright designs like an American flag. With a Community First checking account, your new debit card is free and you get it right away. Just select the design and it's in your wallet in a few minutes flat. Serving our community with pride.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer. Member FDIC.
Charlotte Allen with Allen Supported Living has worked with children and adults with developmental disabilities since 1992. They provide individualized support living services, personal assistance, respite, and community integration services in Thayer, Alton, West Plains, Donovan, and the area. If you have questions, call Charlotte. They'll be happy to help link you with the services and resources available. Call Allen Supported Living at 417-264-7203. And go Bobcats!
We all have them, problems with our automobiles, tractors, trailers, and UTVs, so maybe you need a doctor. Not a medical doctor, but a car doctor. I have a prescription. It's the Car Doctor 2, north of Thayer on 63. Auto repair, maintenance, flat tires, alignments, trailer repair, AC problems, you name it. Just call Corey or Steve, and they'll pick up and deliver your rig. Should you break down, they offer roadside assistance. Now, that's what the doctor ordered. Car Doctor 2 has the technology to program GM and other models for optimal performance, and they're open on Saturdays until noon.
More Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
And we're back at Lewis Bossman Field after the ball game. The Thayer Bobcats have beaten the Hayti Indians, the previously undefeated Hayti Indians, 52-22 here tonight at Lewis Bossman Field. Let's run down the scoring for you. The game got underway. Thayer Bobcats won the toss and got the opening kick, and they managed to run it right down the field. And it was Jace Haven, a 44-yard touchdown run. Thayer Bobcats hit the extra point. Thayer led with 10:42 to go in the first quarter, 7-0. Bobcats, they come right back. Jackson Willison on a 3-yard touchdown run. Extra point was good. And with 2:16 left in the first quarter, Bobcats were off and running. They led 14-0. But Hayti got it right back, and after a long pass play down to the 10-yard line, I believe it was a 40-yard completion, the longest completion of the night for Hayti. Thomas, the quarterback, ran it in. Trayvon Thomas from 3 yards out. Two-point conversion was good. At the end of the first quarter, it was 14-8. But the Thayer Bobcats dominated the second quarter, scoring 16 points in the second quarter. With 9:11 to go, Willison, 17-yard run, two-point conversion was good, made it 22-8. And then with a minute to go in the half, Jace Haven, a 2-yard run, two-point conversion was good again. Thayer led at the half by a score of 30-8. And the Bobcats also dominated the third quarter. They recovered an onside kick to open the second half. And just a couple minutes later was Jace Haven, a 26-yard touchdown run. Two-point conversion was good again. Thayer led 38-8, and the game was pretty much over at that point. But the Bobcats weren't done. With 3:08 to play in the third quarter, Jordan Madden scored on a 5-yard touchdown run. Extra point was good, made it 45-8. Thayer hits on two more touchdowns in the fourth quarter. Hayti scores two touchdowns in the fourth quarter. Thomas on a 6-yard run, two-point conversion was good, made it 45-16. Jordan Madden came back and scored his second touchdown of the night, a 12-yard run. Extra point was good, made it 52-16. And then Hayti here right at the end of the game scores on a 6-yard run by Thomas, two-point extra point was no good, and it was 52-22. That is your final. Thayer Bobcats with a win tonight. They improved to 10-1, and they avenged their only loss of the year, which was to Hayti in the season opener. Bobcats have now won 10 in a row. An awfully impressive win here tonight. Let's look at our game stats for the Hayti Indians. They ended up with 239 total yards, 128 rushing, 111 passing yards. And their quarterback, Trayvon Thomas, 19 carries for 121 yards. And you see, throwing the football again, 9 of 25 for 111 yards. So 239 total yards of offense tonight for the Hayti Indians. For the Thayer Bobcats, would you believe 423 yards of total offense here tonight? Bobcats had 372 yards on the ground, 151 through the air. Haven was 9 of 10 throwing the football for the 151. And actually, it's 523 yards. I put down four, but yep, it's 523 right, yards of total offense tonight for the Thayer Bobcats. And again, 372 in the air or on the ground, 151 passing yards. Jace Haven tonight carried the ball 22 times for 232 yards rushing. Jordan Madden, 10 carries for 56. Jackson Willison, 14 carries for 80. And again, Jace Haven, 22 carries, 232 yards What a night for the senior, Jace Haven, for the Thayer Bobcats. You know, with that 232 and then 151 passing, he accounted for almost 400 yards of the Bobcats offense tonight.
Unreal.
Just an unbelievable performance by the All-Stater, the senior for Thayer, and they're out there getting their picture made right now. And we expect to see Coach Billy Weber of the Thayer Bobcats here in just a moment. We'll talk to him about this impressive win by these Thayer Bobcats here tonight. We're going to take another time out. You're listening to the Shelter Insurance and Drew Eckman of West Plains postgame report. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
In sports, success is measured in the number of points scored, in games won, and in championships earned. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in our community support, in being there when you need us. In fact, 9 out of 10 people surveyed with a claim would recommend Shelter to a friend. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See me, Andrew Eckman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Let's talk dental care for a moment. You want the best, you want quality, and you want it affordable. That's what you get at Thayer Dental Care. They offer same-day service on crowns without the messy impressions or temporaries. Same-day single tooth replacement with implants or denture stabilization with traditional implants through their state-of-the-art in-house denture lab. They even have Invisalign. Call Thayer Dental today with questions or to schedule an appointment. 417-264-7266. Located in downtown Thayer and Walnut Ridge.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. With the Carpenter Technical Center now open in Ash Flat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Registration for spring semester is now open. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College. Your story starts here.
There are some real estate agents out there who have no idea what they're talking about.
Like a little tour. This house is pre-owned. That is ceiling. Got some Crohn's molding. The foray.
Do you mean foyer?
Ah.
And then there are REMAX agents who have all the experience and the knowledge to take you from for sale to sold. It's why no one in the world sells more real estate. REMAX. Don't worry, we've done this a million times. Start your search today with the new REMAX app. Each office independently owned and operated.
Now for more Thayer Bobcat football with Mike Crace. Anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
What an impressive win by the Thayer Bobcats here tonight at Lewis Bosman Field in the Class 1 District 1 tournament. The championship game goes to Thayer. 52-22 is your final score. And Mike Robertson, I know, working hard back at the sports desk in the studio. Mike, have you got some other scores for us while we wait for Coach Billy Weber?
Yeah, just a couple here. We've got West Plains now leading Carl Junction 35-26. That's late fourth quarter. Liberty leading Fair Grove 44-20. Mountain Grove, that game's the final. Buffalo wins it 42-0. In the fourth quarter, Pine Bluff leading Mountain home 14-10. Batesville all over Jacksonville 42-0. Let's go that 1A state tournament. Marionville and Lockwood in a good one right now. They went back and forth. Marionville leading 28-21. South Callaway still leading 26-6, the last report we have here. Windsor and Skyline are tied at 28. Mid-Buchanan winning big over East Buchanan, 35-0. And I guess that's it as far as what we have in the 1A or the Class 1 schools.
All right, very good. So it is apparent that the Thayer Bobcats are going to play South Callaway in the state quarterfinals. I believe that would be next Saturday afternoon. And, of course, we'll have it for you here on K-Country 95. And, again, Coach Billy Weber tied up down on the sidelines with some folks, so hopefully he'll make his way up here before long. Again, Thayer Bobcats winning here tonight, putting over 500 yards of offense on the Hayti defense and holding Hayti, you know, for Hayti. They're used to, you know, putting up 400-500 yards a game, and tonight, what, only 237, I believe it was, something like that?
Yeah, 239.
Yeah, 239 is all they can muster against this Thayer Bobcat defense. So before we get to Coach Weber up here, I guess we'll go on and name the Thayer Bobcat player of the game, brought to you by the Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. We'll do that right after this quick timeout.
Flag is down. Another flag comes in.
There are six flags on the field.
Ozarks Medical Center encourages all athletes to play safe and have good sportsmanship. We hope you never have to visit OMC's orthopedic clinic, but if you do, their doctors are on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, offering exceptional compassionate care of fractures, sports injuries, as well as total joint replacements. Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedics are cheering for you and here if you need them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains.
Now, more Bobcat football on K-Country 95.
Now, back after the ball game again. Thayer, the winner tonight here over Hayti. 52-22 ends up being your final score. Hayti scoring the couple of touchdowns there in the fourth quarter after this game was pretty much decided. But, man, we're here to name the Thayer Bobcat Player of the Game, brought to you by the Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains, and that winner is going to be Jace Haven. Bobcat Senior was just absolutely outstanding tonight. Haven with 232 yards rushing in the ball game. Also scored, he scored 1, 2, 3 Bobcat touchdowns tonight. He also threw the ball extremely well tonight, 9 of 10 for 151 passing yards. So you take that 151, you add to the 232, he was responsible for almost 400 yards of the Thayer Bobcat offense tonight. He also played extremely well defensively as this Thayer Bobcat pass defense. And we talked about that in the pregame show with Coach Billy Weber. Last week they were really good against Caruthersville as far as covering receivers and not getting beat deep. And this week they were even better against a whole core of receivers that can catch and run with the ball after they make the catch. So just an outstanding performance. But Jace Haven, your Thayer Bobcat Player of the Game here in the Class 1 District 1 Championship game. And again, 232 yards on the ground for the Bobcat Senior. And there he is, Coach Billy Weber, finally breaking away from everybody that wants to give him a glad hand out there on the field, and a well-deserved glad hand for Coach Weber and his Bobcat football team. Coach, congratulations on the district championship. You know, we talked in a pregame, and I thought you seemed to be really confident about your team's being able to compete with Hayti and win this football game, and I don't think anybody imagined it going this way.
No, you know, I thought it'd be very similar to our first game, you know, just tooth and nail. But as I told you, you know, our guys had tremendous focus, tremendous effort all week at practice, and they really dialed it in and put on a great game for us.
Well, and I know that and Thayer dominated in every aspect of the football game, defensively, offensively, even the special teams, and you got to be real proud of the way everybody played. But how about that Jace Haven? I mean, 9 of 10 throwing the ball tonight, 151 yards. He also rushed 22 times for 232. That's a senior getting it done.
Yes, that's for sure. You know, and that's what's so tremendous is, you know, we were able to really execute our game plan almost to a T, running the football, then off of play action. You know, and he just does so much stuff. You know, we ran a quarterback draw that we haven't ran all year, but we worked on it all week. And he lets it set for about the half amount of time that he needs to,
right?
But then bust it for probably 17 yards. You know, yeah. It's just incredible.
Yeah, and I thought you all set the tone on the opening drive, and you know, you had the 44-yard touchdown run, but that really set the tone tonight because they knew they were going to have to stop the run at that point, and they still couldn't get it done. Your offensive line did a great job against those big old monsters from Hayti.
Yes, that's for sure. You know, those guys competed all night. Blocked all night, and just did a great job. And again, it's one of those deals where we work against a 50 front. They come out and it run a split front, you know, and ran a 6-2 all night. So those guys had to adjust, and we had to adjust a little bit of game plan and play calling, but overall just a tremendous effort. And then you go on the other side of the ball, and it's just incredible also.
Yeah, defense was just, I mean, it was unreal the way they played tonight. And, you know, we talked about it in the pregame show because, you know, last week we gave the player of the game here in the booth to the pass defense, and they were really solid again tonight.
Yeah, that's for sure, you know, and that's what we told them at halftime. You know, the only way that they could get back in this game would be throw it over the top. You know, just rear back and throw it as far as you can throw it and run as fast as you can and run and catch it. And, you know, they tried that four or five times, and then we're right there in their hip pocket the majority of the night.
Yeah, and Lane Grime, they kept picking on Lane, and I know you had him on their number one receiver, the Malone kid, and he just played outstanding.
Just covered him with glue. Yes, he did.
Folks, that's it. 52-22, Thayer Bobcats district champions again. How many in a row does this make?
I think it's six. That's tremendous. These guys, you know, the career they've had, and, you know, and that's thing. We hopefully we're far from finished, and we've got to find a way to keep them hungry.
And we do know that Stout Callaway was leading Mark Twain 26-6.
That's final.
Yeah, that is final now. So I guess Bobcats are on the road to Stout Callaway next week.
Yeah, that's better than Mark Twain because it's probably an hour and a half closer, and it's still about 3 hours.
Yeah, going to be a good trip. But I know one that you're willing and happy to make.
Oh, you betcha. You betcha. Anytime.
All right. Thanks, Coach Billy Weber of the Thayer Bobcats. And again, Thayer wins it tonight by a final score of 52-22 over the previously undefeated and number two ranked Hayti Indians. We'll take another timeout. We'll be back to wrap it up in just a minute here on the Shelter Insurance. Andrew Eckman of West Plains post game report. Back after this on the Ecom Sports Network.